You wouldn't even believe I just got home.
I know you rush your ass home, dog. I know you did, dog. No, it's all good. Yeah.
Man, I just do my shit. Well, you said third is live, right on. I'll make sure we straight.
Yeah, we straight. Oh yeah, go ahead and get everything together.
Yeah, we got.
Let me know when you're ready, and I'll start the intro for us and stuff.
All right, I'm gonna start my live right now.
Yeah, we'll do that, yeah.
All right, you know, we talking about DJ Envy today, man. His girl over there acting and shit.
Acting, yeah.
I'm going to title my joint DJ Envy Down Tremendous. Start the live. Bada boom, bada bang. Make sure everything clear right there. You good, though?
Yeah,
you good, though? Everything straight?
You ready?
Yeah, I'm good. All right,
here we go. Hitting the button now. And when it goes, we're going and...
Breaking down the game like you've never seen it before. Welcome to the Dojo of the Game with your hosts, Taekwondo and Steve the Dean Williams. Taekwondo, leader of the dojo, the sensei of the game, kicking down doors and breaking headboards all through the power of his spiritual and intellectual mind. Taekwondo is a dating coach, life coach, and an aspiring black scholar who merged intuition with intelligence. Have no fear, Taekwondo is here. Welcome to the dojo, baby. With 30 years fighting surface dwellers, grass-eating lions, PUAs, and cupcakes, Steve the Dean Williams is here to show you a side of the game most don't know about. Texting, putting your bid in, setting up your crib, and putting flavor in her ear and eyes are just a few skills you'll learn from him on the show. Get your notebooks out, ask questions, or call in. The dojo doors are open. Time to soak up this game.
Yo. All right. There we go. There we go. Yes.
Yes. We in the motherfucking dojo, man. We finna soak this game up, discuss these topics, and get busy like how we do.
Like,
how you feeling today, Steve?
I'm great, but you know why I'm even great? You know why I feel even better, Dick Dog? Because...
Talk to me.
Because everybody listening, all the Taekwondo motherfuckers out there, and everybody, we got a great announcement. We want to let you guys know that Taekwondo is going to be part of the Real Game No Theory on Sundays, man. He's going to be part of the crew on Sundays.
Sir, yes, sir, yes, sir.
So just want to let y'all guys know. We won't be on this week because he's got things to do, but he will be on next week. But he's going to
debut.
Yeah, he'll be debuting 2 weeks from now. But the commercial ads will have him on this week. We'll have the commercial ads and we'll have him on this week. But he's on here, man. We appreciate you having you on here, man, because you know what? You, I tell all the guys, man, the first thing I said, he's us. He, we all old heads, but we like, you know what? He's us when
some young love on that mode. Show some love on that mode.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
what's up, man? Appreciate it, man. No, I appreciate the honor, man. It's going to be an honor to go up there and, you know, talk about some game with y'all, address the community, and do what we do together.
Yes, man.
Black men united on a single platform. You know
all
what I'm
day, every day, united as tight. This is it. What it's about, guys. What it's about. But if y'all have a question, even over there, Ty, if they got questions, put a Q in there. Guys, if y'all want to call in, y'all have the number. But, yeah, Ty, we talking about DJ Envy, dog. Come on, man.
Talk to me, Steve. Bring it in. Bring it in.
I'm going to bring it on.
Let's know what's going on for those who don't know who he is, what's going on, and where the surface dwellers go wrong.
Yeah, DJ Envy is a DJ for, I forgot the 97.9 The Box, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's
Breakfast Club.
Breakfast Club, not the box. The Breakfast Club, and with Charlamagne Tha God and Angela Yee, and he always coming in there, and everyone knew he was soft. I mean, he was always the soft one. I thought Charlamagne was soft, but he sat down with his wife, and they had this interview, and his wife, I mean, I don't even know if they were live on air. Just came out and was like, she faked it. I guess he wrote a book. And they talked about it, but she was discussing how she faked it for, what, 10 years?
She said 10 years?
Yes.
She said 10 years.
Yeah, she'd been faking it. Yeah, she'd been faking it. Because they were together since they were teenagers.
Yeah.
So she's saying she was been faking it because he said he thought he was doing something, but apparently he wasn't doing anything at all.
faking orgasms for 10 years.
Yeah, a lot of women do that. That's prevalent in a lot of guys who don't know sex, you know, don't understand sex. And, you know, and that's what we're going to be discussing, guys. Just because you're hitting it, that mean you're hitting it right.
I mean, seriously. But he lucky she ain't running to the right one. Hopefully, you know, she held him down and she explored new waters. But don't let her have met a nigga like me.
Oh, no.
Don't let her have met somebody like, you know what I'm saying, that knows something about the woman body, that, you know how to even make her look like a slug before you even touch it. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of guys, and this is what y'all don't understand, you can have her so good sexually, mentally, that by the time you even physically do anything, yes, where you touch her physically, it should already be intentional. It should already be, you know, building to her climax and making her, you know, come or whatever, or squirt, or, yes, you know, whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. But a lot of, bro, Steve, where do we even start?
I think where you're going right now, because I think a lot of people don't understand. To me, I think I don't understand sex. They don't understand sex is not the penetration, guys. It's not to a woman, guys. It's not the penetration. And this is why I tell guys, don't worry about your size. Don't worry about, because a lot of young men worry about girth and size and things like that. And they're like, well, I don't
and
have.
Steve, that's, and you know, the quickest thing I realized, a guy don't got no game. I got good dick.
Yeah.
Good dick. Yeah, I'm good. I got good dick.
Good dick ain't getting nowhere.
Come on,
bro. Yeah, good dick ain't get you nowhere, guys. And that's why we teach y'all the game of the mind.
She gonna leave. Because guess what? She gonna leave the good dick for great sex.
Oh, great. There's a difference. Listen, guys. Good dick, great sex.
See, good dick and great sex.
Yes, great sex. Great sex when you know about sex, young man. And this is why we tell y'all, y'all got to expand your palate. And like say, like Ty, you say wide and deep, not wide, but go deep, not wide. Go deep,
mm-hmm,
not wide, exactly. And it's the depth in which you have of connecting with her on an emotional, mental, and sexual level that makes the sex that much better. Ty, I would say you, my brother.
And guess what, guys? This is what we've been talking about since the dinosaurs cracked out the egg. It's a difference between she lets you fuck,
yes,
and she wants you to fuck.
Yes.
And I think because the statement is so simple that a lot of y'all think it's just a level of, oh, yeah, she wants me to fuck versus she let me. Y'all don't even understand what goes into why she wants you to fuck.
Yes.
And it's not just on the level of she wants to have sex with you. It's behind that belief which makes it so different. Because a woman can want to have sex with you. Oh, you look good, right? You're sexually attractive. You're physically attractive, whatever. But when she wants to have sex with you because of how you are as a man and what you do and how you make her feel, that's when the key differences in the game is separated. Because by the time I even physically touch her, or by the time we even get to the penetration,
yes,
she's already got. I might walk into the room and she got the butterflies in her stomach. I may sit down next to her, give her a hug, be having a conversation, and she's already wet. Meanwhile, you're going in, trying to stick your hands everywhere, just want to go straight for the pussy, straight for the hole. You don't even realize the buildup that goes into that. For women, can be much more enjoyable even than the penetration. But see, when you know both sides of the – when any good athlete can play both sides of the ball. So it's one thing to be great at the physical part of sex and, you know, the penetration, but to have it be so good where the sexual tension, the buildup, the foreplay, the experience she gets from you as a man matches the level of your sexual game, you're about to create an addiction, which should already be in the midst of being created, but...
No, absolutely. I mean, I'll mute because I just go like that because they say a slight mute thing, but I'll open you when I say, but there's... Everybody, listen to what Ty is saying to y'all guys. Now, look, if y'all notice Ty, look at his background behind him. What a woman will see behind him is why he is so good in bed, because what's behind him, not what you see in front of him, what's behind him, see, or what he's holding in his hand. It is creative, imagination. It is, he has a sense of adventure, and he has an imagination, creativity, and adventure, but it's sexual. So when a woman sees that someone does what he wants to do because he wants to do it, and he's not trying to do it for anybody but himself, but he's not let the kid die. See, most of you guys have always been told to grow up and stop acting childish and put the toys down and all that other stuff. We're not saying play with toys, but what we're saying is that it's the important thing when it comes to sex, where a lot of y'all young men go wrong. Y'all think women think like us. And because y'all think they think like us, y'all think that they just want the physical. They don't want, they love the physical when the mental is tied into it. Ty, what say you, brother?
And sadly, the point I want to make is that if she hasn't even been introduced to how good the experience of sex can be, you are lucky enough that she doesn't know what she's missing out on. So she can't hold the bar high because she don't know how high the bar can go. Which is, you know, my heart weighs heavy for the woman like that. But it is what it is. You know, majority of men don't know what they're doing. They don't, whatever, right? But a lot of times dudes don't realize that the sidewalk you walk on, the safe box of sex, right? The good dig, well, I'm just fucking, she let me fuck, blah, blah, blah. You don't even realize what it's like to walk in the street, let alone drive a car. So already, let's say you're dealing with a woman, right? And she knows her experience, and she's actually free in her sexuality. She knows her desires. She knows how far she can go. She knows what she wants, and she knows her fantasies and all that, you know, that comes with her. And you're not the guy. You're too safe for her. You're too scared or controlled by, you know, societal's boundaries on, you know, what it is to be a man, what it is to have sex and how to have sex, and what it is to provide a sexual experience for a woman. She'll leave you for a guy who she knows has game, bro. I'm telling y'all, y'all think y'all providing good dick, but you don't realize the good dick, the difference between good dick and great sex, and how it starts before she even gets on your bed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely, my brother. And what and the one thing, shout out to one of our dogs, part of the Real Game No Theory, Kay Zagan and everything, man. Yeah, see, shout out to the newest member of the shout out to the newest member of the dog. Got to give a love to it, man. Excited, man. Very excited, yeah.
Appreciate you, Kay Zagan. Yeah. I appreciate you, man.
Yeah, we can't wait, man. But, no, I was saying before that, What I learned when I was young, you know, because I started this thing very, very young, I thought it was the physical at first until my mentor brought a woman in the bedroom. He made me go in the closet, and I had a mirror, and I had to slide it under the closet door. He was sitting on the bed with another woman, and he was all in her ear. And I didn't understand what was going on until she started taking off her clothes and playing with herself. And he never took one piece of clothing off. And the lesson that he was teaching me, that it was the mind. It was what you were, how you caress her mind versus the physical, man.
Listen, Steve, listen. And I'm glad you found out in such a movie-like way. You know what I'm saying? The way I found out is I've always been a talker. I've always been, you know, I've always been just a deep thinker and, you know, intellectually, like, you know, spiritually, that's just how I was. So a lot of times, let's say I'm having a conversation with a woman, and she sees that the kind of person I am when you interact with me, it's no small talk, it's no service. We're talking about deep shit, and it's going to be intimate because it comes from the connection between me and her.
Yes.
So, Steve, I would just be talking about, like, anything. Next thing you know, she's like, I'm wet. Well, I'm horny. Well, I'm like, whoa, baby, we weren't even talking about that.
Yes.
That, so when I found out that you can touch the mind and it'll trigger what's downstairs, Steve, I laid the chair back. I don't even got to, okay. You mean I could do this all day? I ain't got to try to fuck or... What's my next move? Do I make a move? Do I reach around her shoulder? I already know my move was made the first time I opened my mouth. Even outside of the context of being sexual, it's already sexual. Because she can't look at a man like me and not think sexually. Even if the topic is not sexually, sexual. And this is what you guys need to realize. Y'all need to ooze sexual energy.
Yes.
It needs to stink off you. It needs to bleed off you. So I don't give a fuck if I'm in the refrigerator pulling out milk. I don't give a fuck if I'm on the couch asking her or telling her, you know, well, I want you to watch this and I want to show you this. Everything is sexual about me. Everything, even if it's not sexual.
Yes. Gentlemen, you got to see. All right, there you go. Embodying sex is what he's trying to show all you guys. And even for me, there were two major moments for me. Number one was I was taught to write poetry. All right, and a lot of guys think that, oh, man, writing poetry. But it's a shame that they don't understand they rap to poetry. They sing to poetry. Everything you hear on the radio is nothing but poetry. But I also learned about Bob Ross, the white dude with the afro, because I was taught that a woman is a blank canvas. And if you can paint the picture, not a stick figure, but if you can paint a picture, like you said, in everything you do, putting flavor in her eyes, flavor in her ears, and giving her the mall sample. And if y'all don't understand the mall sample, guys, every time you go to the mall, you notice there's somebody outside of the restaurant in the mall, the food court, that hands you a sample of whatever they're serving. And they know if you like that, not only will you go in line then, but when you go to the mall again, you'll buy it again. And that's all we do is just give them samples of game of what it's like. Like you say, T, it's not even, guys, listen to me. It's not like Taekwondo was saying, it's not even touching her. It's knowing that, what do I want to do? Do I want to make her smile right now? Do I want to make her blush? Do I want to make her think? Do I want to make her react? What do I want to do? That's the power, T. What say you, my brother?
And I'm giving you some more game. I'm going to spill something to y'all right now. You are at your best game when she is like a video game and you have the controller. So if I press X, do I want her to jump? If I press square, do I want her to smile? Or if I press triangle, do I want her to feel her blush?
Yes.
Press circle, do I want to make her nervous by the pressure she's feeling from me flirting with her? Do I not uncomfortable? Now, the key difference is the difference between a woman being uncomfortable and a woman being nervous. A woman can be perfectly comfortable around you, and you still make her nervous. You still give her these butterflies in her stomach. You still give her that sexual tension and anticipation of what she wants you to do as a man, and what she is already subconsciously saying to herself, I just can't wait. So the point I was about to make with that is, all right, hold up, somebody coming in the chat, spam is mods, ban that person. But the point I was going to make with that is, as a man, when you have that control, that emotion, to take her on a high or a low or a loop, like a roller coaster, now it's not like a puppet, like she's not your puppet. But it's like, just imagine a video game, pressing a button and getting the reaction you want. She loves that experience because she never knows what button you're going to press next. She never knows how you're going to make her feel. She just knows she's going to enjoy it.
Absolutely.
Steve, I'm going to mute it.
All right. Hey, guys, if y'all want to call in, you see the number. If y'all got a question, put a Q in there. But I guess that's the name. This is the problem. Again, y'all don't understand sexuality. See, we don't slide into anything. We give them samples of what it's like. We don't need to slide into a DM because, see, when you slide into a DM, you're trying to get lucky. When you slide into a DM, that means you don't know what you want to do. When you slide into a DM, you don't know how to talk. You're just saying things just to say things. Everything that Ty and I do with a woman is leading her to exactly where we want her to go. But here's a beautiful thing.
See, I'm going to make a point here. My fault to cut you off.
Good.
And this is what a lot of guys don't realize, even with social media. And what I used to say in a lot of my older videos, they see, guys know me now, so they know I don't even talk about social media and sliding in DMs. But this y'all don't realize. You could make her want to slide in your DM. But y'all, listen, chat, strike me down if I'm wrong. Let me know, chat. I used to always say how when I stopped thinking about, oh, yeah, I'm going to slide her DM, what to say in her DM, whatever the case may be, and I stay away from that stuff. But you can, you know, post certain things. And I'm not saying to do it for the woman, but to represent yourself as the kind of man you are and who you are. She watches your stories. She watches your page. The girls, other girls share you around. She already will want to slide in your DM. And then guess what? I'm going to give you some other game. Even if she doesn't, watch the day that you run into her in public. Or watch the day you ever see her outside. Next thing you know, she's all friendly. Oh, hey, you know, we ain't talking a while. I'm telling you, I'm not speaking off of what if and maybes. I live this shit. I live this shit. You can make her want to slide in your DM.
You got me. There we go. I'm good. I'm sorry. Yeah, no. And like I was saying, Eden, you just took the words right out of my damn mouth, and that's how smooth we are in this. Guys, I know for a lot of you guys that a lot of y'all feel awkward right now because a lot of y'all carry over. See, think about what y'all carry over. You carry over thoughts from elementary school, which is fine at your young adolescent age, and you carry into junior high school. And then through junior high school, you carry over into high school. But this is where the problem comes in at. See, women are always testing the boundaries of sexuality. They're always pushing their pendulum as they're going. Because like I said before, Ty, you know, the 9th grade girls mess with 10th grade boys. The 10th grade girls mess with the 11th grade boys. The 11th grade girls would do the 12th or the freshman in college. Seniors, college, because they always, what they say, they want a level of maturity, but not necessarily maturity, sexual maturity. And as they, when they get out of high school, that's where you always see the freshmen with the professors and the older dudes, because these women are getting out of the house for the first time, Ty. The first time that daddy's not around, mom's not around, there's no rules. I can do whatever I want to do when I want to do it. And I want to experience what it feels, ready? See, right, guys, what it feels like to be a woman. Not what it feels like to be a girl. But they want to know what it feels like to be a woman. Ty, what you got on that, my brother?
hey, Steve. And now I'm going to ask you this. How deep you want to get in on this?
Let's go deep.
Because you just started something. Listen, all right, listen. No, guys, let me tell you this. All right, let me tell you this. I'm going to get into this. Because guess what, guys? Here's where you win, right? She's grown up all these years. She's always been controlled, told what to be as a woman, told how to be as a woman, what's safe. Cross your legs when you're sitting down. Don't do that. Don't say that. That's not ladylike. That's not this. Always trying to be perfect. Always trying to fit some narrative. Always trying to live up to someone else's standards. Excuse me. And when you are the kind of man who does what he wants, not just through his actions, but even on a mental, psychological level, you are not bounded by what you were taught and told to be. You are free. When she sees you as her freedom, and she know, listen, y'all think it's sexual. That's just a side effect. That's just a perk of it. When she knows you are a free thinker, when she sees you as this freedom for her, you don't even, listen, I don't even want to tell you how quickly she'll book that flight. I don't even want to tell you how quickly she'll ride the train. Just listen, and I'm not even talking physically or literally in life, just to be with you mentally through a conversation, sexually, whatever the case may be, because every brush, every air she gets to you is a breath of fresh air. Every air she gets to you is freedom. Every air of you, it takes away everything that her whole life up until this point has told her she couldn't be. And it all starts with you. It's nothing to do with her. This is just a side effect of the effect of you. I'm going to have the same effect whether I'm talking to a surface dweller, a woman,
yeah.
At a job interview, a networking event. I am always what I am.
Yes.
And she just responds to who I am.
Yes, absolutely she does. And gentlemen, what we're trying to say is the communication that you have with the woman on a sexual level is not necessarily with the woman first, because this is the good news about game. See, you can teach yourself how to touch a woman. You can teach yourself how to look through her and not at her. You can teach yourself to talk to her versus at her. And see, what Ty is trying to get y'all to see is that they're trying to, okay, just think of this. There is an edge that every woman has. The average surface-dwelling women, they have an edge. There's an edge that they have owned. They can go as far as they can go. But what happens when they run into a Taekwondo or myself that can take them beyond that edge, take them beyond their insecurities, making them forget that they feel this certain way. But every morning they wake up smiling, feeling sexy, feeling appreciative. Guess what, guys? You don't have to ask for nude photos. You don't have to ask for anything, because you know what? They would, hey, Ty, look, hey, Ty, I know why you watch this. They would like, Ty, I'm going to tell you my day. I'm going to the gym. I'm going to go here. I'm going to go there. And what they'll do is they will take photos and keep you. And like, you're like, girl, you don't have to do that. No, I want to let you know where I'm at. So you never think that I'm not doing. And you don't have to ask them for that, because it's a drug that we give them. See, y'all guys out here think that it's something that, you know, only smooth guys have. I mean, yeah, we smooth motherfuckers on here. We got it, but you can get it too when you let that immaturity go. Because a lot of you guys think it's tricking, or you think it's a bad thing to be smooth. And 614, we'll bring in 1 second. But Ty, would say you, sir, before we bring in the call, brother.
Steve, it's listen, the more we hand it off, the deeper we're gonna get. And listen, I just love it, because guess what? We're expanding on all the simple things we try to, you know, sprinkle y'all with game. And here's where you realize it comes into fruition. If as deep as you are as a man is as deep as you can get with anybody, not just with the woman. So when you are a man who knows himself, has a great relationship with the man in the mirror, his soul knows who he is, the whole world around you changes. And not only that, your interactions with women will be much deeper. Because maybe, listen, I'll tell y'all. Of course, every man went through that stage of himself where I just want to fuck. I just want to do this and I just want to do that. But when I started to realize, when I started to have more substance in those relationships with women, because guess what? You may have been taught this naturally. From where I'm from, it's a flex to fuck a lot of women and have a lot of women and brag, oh, I got this many bodies. Oh, her, I fucked her and undo all that. But when I stopped following the narrative and I stopped being a surface dweller to that, and subscribing to that school of thought in a man's relationship with a woman, and started to go on my own path, the sex was still there, but it had been given to me in a way I've never seen before. And not only that, the substance and the connection that me and that woman may have had, it transcended whatever she may have gone through or I have gone through. You get a lifetime warranty on the pussy, but not just the pussy, but as her as a woman, because she will always respect the man that you are. And it's, guys, it's not about getting her to fuck you, or can she let me fuck. What do I need to do and say in order to get what I want from this woman? Y'all working backwards, and y'all don't even see it. It all starts with you.
All right. I'm sorry. You do the mics. Okay. All right. I'm bringing 614. 614, what's your question? How can we help you, sir?
Hello?
Yes, sir. How can we help you?
I can hear. I'm going to be right back. I'm 30 seconds.
Okay. What's up? What's up, 614? What's up? Yes, what's up?
I'm watching your show right now. But I really don't have no questions or anything like that. But, I learned a lot from and you, definitely.
Okay. Well, thanks, brother. So when you have another question, just call in. Okay, my brother?
All right. Appreciate y'all. Go on.
I respect, man. Okay. So peep this, and let me go on with Ty. So, guys, let me show you how cold it is. See, most of y'all guys, when you see a woman, you're like, hey, let's just go out on a date. Is it okay if you want to go out on a date with me? But a man that has game is like, hey, check it out. You know, this is where I'm going. I'm going to the restaurant called Taekwondo's, and I would love for you to accompany me on this trip that I'm going on, because you know what? I love to have you on my arm. And it'll give me an opportunity to look in your beautiful eyes. It'll give me an opportunity to make you smile. And, hey, and I know Taekwondo, the owner. And if he's here, I actually will introduce him to you. But this is what I want you to wear. Wear that sexy red dress that I love to take off so much. I mean, and see, what I'm saying is to you guys out there, that's butter in their ears. They don't want to hear, can we go out? Is it okay if we go out on a date? Everything, like Ty said, everything you say can be sex.
And Steve, exactly. I add on to that y'all have to realize is when you're asking that question, you're reacting. You're waiting to react. When you're telling, and then she has the choice to always go left or right, yes or no, what you do is you make her react to you. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times if I'm going to go out with a girl, I'm telling her something. I'll tell her, listen, it depends on the weather where I want to go. or where I want to take you. And then depending on where the weather and where I want to take you, that will even change what kind of experience I'm going to give you when you come with me. And they don't even realize that. What this does is it's not the same. It's a night and day effect of, hey, can you come with me here or do you want to go here? It's like, no, I'm telling you this is what it is. You can choose to come or not. You know what I'm saying? I'm extending this offer opportunity to you to experience this or come and spend this time with me. But this what y'all don't realize is that it is much more, you'll have a much deeper impact if we want to talk about these things. You might have a much more deeper impact and effect on her when she sees that you're the kind of man who does everything with a purpose. Even from going out on a date. No, it's not that just so we can sit in front of each other and just have a conversation. It's that let me show you what kind of man I am. Let me show you what I do in my spare time. And let me show you how I am in any environment. We can go on a fancy date. Or we can go on a whole nature walk. We can go on a drive. Or we can sit right there on the couch. And guess what? No matter where or what we're doing, with the kind of man you're with, it's a certain experience you're going to get.
Absolutely. And I'm going to show you all depth in that. Y'all see, sometimes I used to love to take women on the first date when there's like a 90% chance of rain. And see, a lot of guys say, well, why would you do that? Because I know there is a fantasy in a lot of women to love to have sex in the rain. So I know if it's about to rain, we're going to a little picnic in the middle.
Wait, Steve, they don't know about that one, though. How when the weather changes, you can have that. Oh, Steve, they don't know about that one, man.
They don't know about that. That's what I'm saying. This is where we get. See, this is where the creativity comes from. See, as soon as a drop of rain goes, she's going to want to get up to get cover. But what fantasies are there? See, most of y'all guys don't understand something. There is these things called romance novels that these women watch. Their things on Lifetime and Wee Channel that they watch. And sometimes it always ends up in making love in the rain or fucking in the rain. And it's a woman that's saying, damn, it looks cool, but I wonder what it's like. Well, what happens if she actually gets to be that woman in that book or actually gets to be that woman in that that movie? It's grabbing her hand. And then it's making the moves as, let's see what he's got. Wait, T, let me blow you up. Hold on, let's see what you got, T. Shake that shit. Shake it. Let's see what you got. Wait, come down. Right, there you go. There you go. See that?
Weather. Steve, yeah. Weather. The weather connects a thought that reminds of me, Steve. So as soon as you said that whole rainy day thing, we already on the same page. That's the funny part. We already on the same. The whole thing. Listen, Steve, it's crazy. We just be aligned so perfectly naturally. It's crazy.
Hey, we got calls. Let's bring in the phone calls. We got two calls. Area code 281. Then we're bringing 469. 281. What's your question, sir? How can we help you?
Hey, Uncle, you guys doing? What's going on, Todd? Today I went to Walmart. I seen this shorty or whatever. I thought she looked good. I placed my bid. I let her know she caught my eye or whatever. And, you know, I ain't gonna lie. I kind of stumbled on it, but I caught myself, you know what I mean? So I carried myself all the way through. And I told her, I said, hey, I'd like to get to take you out sometime. Take my number. And then she replies back. She's like, here, no, you take my number. I replied back after she said that. I said, no, I want you to take my number.
So then you don't know how to. You need to get a 30-minute session so you can learn your bid because you're screwing up. You're messing up.
Steve, talk to them about, you know, taking the number versus giving the number.
Right, okay.
And I tell guys that, listen, only way I'm trying to take her number is if it's inconvenient for me to give her hers, give her mine. So let's say she's at the register at her job or, you know, whatever the case may be. But even then, I just was at a whole drive-through or something. I wrote my number on a note and gave it to the girl. Like, so she was at her job. Say that for later. But y'all need to realize the confidence you have when you give a girl your number and just walk away. Like, your day will be fine without it.
Right, exactly. Oh, so yeah. What's your question, big guy? What's your question?
Okay, I'm going to make it quick. But anyways, my question is, she ended up taking my number in the long run, and she called me as we're talking. So I'm trying to figure out, do I wait to text me again? That's it? That's my only question.
You need to get booked your 30-second consultation so you learn your bid. This is y'all's problem. Y'all just take crumbs that you hear from Ty or myself, try to put together and make a cake, and then when you get in the game doesn't start when you put your bid in. It starts the first time y'all have communication with each other. And if you don't know what you're doing, she's going to lose interest really fast, really quick. If you cannot lead her, remember, talk. You don't know how to talk to her yet. And so that's why you're questioning what you're doing, because you're like, well, what do I do? See, remember the rule of, what is the rule of Jill Scott, caller? Come on, what's the rule of Jill Scott? What is it?
If you better know how to talk to me.
No, it's not bad. See,
you can't tell me what to do. You can't tell me what to do. But, Steve, I think we need to expand more on this whole talking to her versus talking at her, because they don't realize the importance of the interactions you'll have with that, the difference in the interaction that you'll have with that woman when you start learning to talk to her, not at her, and why talking at her is only what you do in response to fear or some sort of self-doubt or uncertainty. So, Steve, I hand that off to you. You know what I'm saying? That's it's your world, man.
It's my world. Now, matter of fact, Ty, just throw something a woman would say. I'll just throw something at me. Throw something a woman would say.
Talking to her versus talking at her?
No, I'm saying something.
Give
it both. Like,
go ahead, call her.
Yeah, call her. Just throw something that a woman would say to you. And 469 will bring you in and say, but tell me something a woman would say to you.
Meaning, like, when I go up to her and talk to her?
I'm saying a conversation.
So you can see the difference between the response of talking at her versus talking to her.
Like, something she said that has thrown you off. Like, you know, you exchange the information. She's calling you. What is she saying to you? What's coming out of her mouth?
To be honest, I really don't even pay. I'm not really paying attention. Like, I'm not even focused on what she's
saying. That's okay. Then, hey, I want everybody to listen. This is why you fail 281, because a great lover knows how to listen to her mouth, listen to her body, listen to how her body moves, listen to her eyes, listen to her smile, listen to her dimples, listen to her hands and fingers. So if you don't listen, then you need some serious help, because that's some high school shit you on right now. You guys are too damn old not to pay attention. It's always the little things, big dog. What do you mean you don't listen to her? What do you mean you don't listen to her, 281?
No, the way I see it is, like, I get what you're saying.
That's not the way you see it. I'm asking you, what do you mean you don't listen? Explain that.
Well, I'm too focused on to what I'm trying to do. You know what I mean? Like, I'm too focused on going in there.
You're focused.
Caller, that's the quickest way to see a terrible communicator, is that they focus more on what they're going to say rather than what the other person is saying. You see, if someone's talking and then the whole time the only thing on your mind is what you're going to say, after they stop talking, you weren't even listening. You're not paying attention. You're hearing them, but you're not listening. You're not taking it in. And guess what? Mm-hmm. You see, I'm the type of person, I'm quick on my feet.
Yes.
I love to just go off the moment, off the spot. I can just go. I'm quicker on my feet than most women are. So that's why a lot of times I just play my game naturally, right? See, when we're talking, me and her are talking, especially let's say in person, the eye contact, the body language, all of that. All of that is ingredients to the meal I'm about to make. The way she smiles, that's the salt and pepper. To the tone of voice, that's the bread. The way she said it and how she articulated it and how she looked at me when she said it is the pasta sauce. I put all this together and I make whatever meal I can make. But what you got to realize is that if you're not listening, you're going to miss the subtle things. You're going to miss how you might not even need to say as much as you thought you would have said. You might have said something shorter. You might get to your point quicker. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to do as much as you think you're needing to say.
Yeah, and also, caller, right, real quick for this example, what I'm saying is, by listening to her, when you really got cold game, is that if you pick up on what she's saying, you don't have to do everything right now. There are women that say things to me, and then weeks later, I'm using what she's told me from the beginning to surprise her with something that she thought the average guy wouldn't even remember. She said, oh, my God.
Hey, Steve. if you bring it up,
oh yes,
she already is blown away.
Yes.
The moment you remember something she said, bring it up later in a smooth way. Not, hey, do you remember you said, but in a smooth and subtle way to where she's like, wait, you remember that? You paid attention to that? You notice me? You see me for who I am? Mm-hmm. It's a certain switch that flips inside when you do that.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't trying to, like, sound crazy or nothing like that. I'm going to be, like, 100% with y'all. Like, I have, like, ADD. So my mind is, like, scattered. So
Steve,
I'm not
here to call it.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. You say you have. I'm sorry. I tell you, you have ADD because your mind's scattered. That's the excuse, brother.
I can't hear the call.
No. I get what you're saying.
I really do.
All right.
But
well,
what I'm trying to say.
Wait. Let me ask you two questions. Because we got to grab other callers. What comes after 89?
90.
What comes after 255?
256.
What comes before 978?
977.
So you don't have ADD. You just choose not to train because you trained and learned your numbers. It's the same thing with game. See, once you learn game, listen, I don't want to bring out the excuse fairy crunch on you because all you're doing is making excuses. So either you go, just think about what we're saying because we got other calls to make because I don't want to sit here and talk to a guy that's making excuses and stuff. So Eric Cole 469, what's your question? Then 929, what's next? 469, what's up with you, brother?
Yo, y'all can hear me?
Yes, sir. What's up?
All right. First off, I wanted to say I messaged you, Steve. And, Taekwondo, I fuck with you. I'll be watching you and see you be going crazy. Shit, I'm 16. All right, so look. So, shit, I'll be in high school and shit like that, doing what I do. And, like, I used to fuck with this girl.
Stop. You ain't just go to your question. Listen, one thing y'all got to do is stop flossing like y'all doing something. People that have game don't have to tell people you have game, okay? Listen, young man, I understand. You want to boss the ball. You don't have to. Okay, you don't have to lay out 2 minutes already laid. Yeah, I mean, we already laid out, so you don't have to lay anything out. What's your question?
So I'm just trying to see if I played this right. Because, like, I've been talking to this girl. Like, I don't want her. Like, she just. I'm just trying to be friends with her.
Then why you talking?
Carla, you know what you're doing when you're saying things like, I'll be doing what I do, and I don't want her, and you're explaining yourself for a reason. You're trying to cover something. Please, just focus on
what
the question. Just focus on the context, because the more you talk and the more you explain these certain scenarios and you try to fill in the gaps, you say something else every time you say what you think you're saying.
I was trying to read y'all the messages to see what y'all think if I played this right.
Wait, caller, but stop. I'm telling you why you already lost, because you playing games. See, let me tell you where you lose.
No,
young man, hold on. I'm trying to teach you game. This is y'all surface dwellers problems. Yeah, I don't really like her and stuff. I'm not really into her. You know, I'm not really interested in her, but...
But I'm about to ask y'all what happened.
Yeah,
that's
your truth.
Like, you're not even that bad. I'm just trying to get right. That's all.
Nah, like, you ain't trying to get right because you play... Okay, listen. Own it. It's okay. Own it. If you're interested in her, own it. Don't act... Look, don't try to act all cool like I don't care about her, man. I ain't trying to get at them like, well, how do I talk to her? And then you're going to lose. Own it, brother. That's what we're trying to say. We're not here to judge you because you're somebody. But as a man, if you can't do it yourself, she ain't going to own you. You know what I mean? So let's go again. You are interested in a girl, right? You're interested, right? Right?
Yeah, a little bit.
Good. Now ask your question, sir.
All right, so look. So she had posted, like the back, like her ass basically on her Instagram, and I had swiped up with a whoa emoji, like totally.
She poked her body and you did the thirst trap?
No, like look, like you know, like the emoji with your mouth open. Y'all said that, and then she said, I said, you gonna let me touch it?
Hey, wait, the rest of the story. Let me ask you something. And just be real, bro. Like I said, we ain't here to judge. We just gotta make our point. How many men do you think saw that story and had the same reaction as you? Just throw an estimate on there.
I ain't want to send no kids.
Wait,
no hard eyes.
How many? Let's or percentage. Let's say Let's say 100 men saw that story. How many, what is the percent of men you think replied that?
Dude, probably like 50%.
Higher.
50? 50.
Higher.
Way higher. Way higher. Way higher. 99%. I guarantee all the men. 99%. And even if that sounds extreme to y'all, watch one woman show their DMs. Watch a woman show you her DMs. I guarantee you. Watch, she posts one thirst track. One, her body puts the butt up to the side or posts something any revealing. Watch how many men. It's like she could just post that and know it's coming. So guess what you just did when you did exactly what the 99% of the men did. Guess what you did to yourself in her eyes.
Play myself.
You showed her why you're no different.
Why?
You showed her why you're the same.
Nah, cause look, Ty, look, other people, other dudes, in their heart,
dweller, stop. Listen, you're not the only one sending heart. Listen, dweller, listen.
You can't tell me I didn't throw her off with the wide open.
Call her. Will you listen, please? You listen, please.
All right. Yeah.
Okay. You didn't throw her off. Already, let me tell you, she knows your story. You ain't got no game. You thirsty. And you so busy looking at the bait, you ain't looking at the hook. Because guess what? That same woman that's showing her ass to all you dwellers, you won't believe what she's doing to the real men that she's trying to get at. See that? You know what the real ones do? Yeah, you know what the real ones do when she posts that stuff on the front? Just lay back. He ain't sweating that shit because he's getting so much more on the back end. So while y'all guys are thirst trapping over just some booty cheeks, you won't believe what the motherfuckers are getting on the back end. So all this, wow, beautiful with your mouth open. Look at you, eyes open. That's thirst. That's inexperience.
Right, mouth open. She throw a fucking chicken finger in your shit. Just throw a fly go in your mouth. Your mouth open. She
nah, put, look, I said that because I didn't know she was like that. And like, I ain't been talking to her
like
for that long.
Whoa. You ain't know she was like what? Whoa, here you go. Now listen.
I ain't know she was posting stuff like that on her store. I ain't know she was wide open like that. You
see her.
You know what I'm saying?
You see, I know she like that. Like what? You didn't know she had a body?
Wide open like this. Just posting that on her story.
She's
like,
not wide open.
No,
you ain't.
Just post her ass on her story.
You ain't. Listen, how is she wide open if you ain't fuck?
What is she like, bro?
What is she like? Please tell me. What is she like?
No, I don't know how she like. I just started talking to her. Like, I ain't even been on the phone with her like that. Like, I got a class with her. We be chopping it up and shit like that, but. I ain't even been on the phone or anything like that. Like, I don't. But I'm just setting it up through the text messages. So that's why I called to see if I played it right. That's what I'm just trying to see.
You played it.
No, call him. Yeah, on my fault. This is the last time I said.
No,
I'm gonna let you.
No, I'm not done. I'm gonna take
on that part that you said about what she's like. Because I know what you're trying. What you did there, and you need to catch that in yourself. They're all nasty. They all have a sexual side. They all can get wild and nasty, freaky, and dirty in a way that you've never even seen. So this whole, I ain't think she was like this or like that. What are you talking about? Take it 10 steps back and realize that you're not the guy she's like that with. And then when you see that story and that was enough for you, you're looking at the bait and you don't even see the hook. You don't even see what she did there. In fact, when you commented, guess what she said? I didn't know he was like that. I didn't know some ass on the gram of have him sliding in my DM. I wonder how many other women post their cheeks up all day or twerk or post some shit and then he'll comment. I didn't know he was like that. He's like them.
Thirsty, caller. Thirsty. So, caller, we got to grab another calls, man. yeah. You got, hey, man, stop being thirsty, young man, all right?
Hey,
stop
hey,
being
can
thirsty.
I read the message real?
No, you're good. You already answered. We don't need to read a message because you're thirsty, man. 929, you're up. 929, you're up.
I wanted to see what she said.
All right, let's see what she said. Hold on real quick. All right, 469, give us a few minutes. What did she say to you? Read the message.
All right, so look, I said, you going to let me touch it. She said, bro, with a question emoji.
Whoa, stop. You gonna let me touch it?
Are you serious? Dog, man, nah, man, I'm gonna go ahead and put you in, dog. You damn thirsty. You don't even know what you're doing, dog. This is why they don't like y'all, because y'all don't know what y'all doing. Can I touch it, man? Man, you can touch
it. You gonna let me?
You can touch an ATM. You can touch those numbers on the ATM and give me some paper. All right, I'm sorry, 929. You up in 254. 929, what is your question? What's up?
Hey, my fault, Steve. I should have listened to you, man. I ain't know it was going to be that bad.
Oh, yeah, you can tell.
I let me touch it.
Yeah, you can tell. You.
I had no, I thought it was, I ain't think it was going to be that bad, man.
Yes.
Damn, let me touch it?
Yeah. 929, what's your question, brother? What's your question?
How you doing, Steve? It was a good talk.
What's up?
What's good, buddy?
All right, so my question is, all right, so I got the gym membership, and the clerk, like the girl at the front, she's bad. And when I first walked in, like, she was looking at me. Like, I was looking at her, too. We were staring at each other for, like, a quick second.
How old are you, Weller?
18.
Now, why don't you tell us why you lost. Tell us why you lost.
Well, can I ask you this? When you saw her
That's
see
what I mean,
you, and you know, immediately knew she was, you know, attractive to you, did you talk to her?
That's why you lost.
That's why.
So wait. Let me ask you this.
No.
So wait, you wanted to talk to her, but you didn't?
Nope. That's why you lost. See that?
So you don't do what you want to do?
No. I know.
How can she
do
what you want her to do?
But, bro, listen. So I know what I wanted to do, but I didn't do it, and I realize that now.
You lost.
Is it even?
Listen. But wait a second. Your question is null and void. Because she's already have a perception of what you are. If she's giving you a signal, a little bit of play, and you're running like a chick whose pussy is tight, then she's not going to mess with you.
No, yeah, but listen, I understand that now.
See, like that, he started looking for phones.
Nah, I can't even lie. Y'all right. I can't even.
Oh, no, wait, excuse me. Right. Wait, excuse me. I'm talking chicken and thigh. Hold on a second.
She looking at it. Hey, Steve, she looked at it. He turned to the side like, whoa.
I promise you I didn't.
Oh, man.
But listen, my
Come
thing
on,
is,
man.
So, like, right after that, like, I realized, I'm like, it's already too late to even make a move now because I already fucked up. My question was, like, is there a way to, like,
no,
I don't know.
No.
She already got the perception of me. I know she got the perception of me.
Hey, listen, are you man enough? When you
it's done
next
now.
Time you see her, do what you got to do. You know what you want to do.
Yeah.
Are you man enough to do it?
Absolutely.
Well, listen, bro. This is all I'm saying. I don't even be judging y'all. I be trying to understand y'all. Why, when you saw her and you seen she was looking at you, I wouldn't even have needed that. But let's say she gave you that. She was staring at you. You wanted to talk to her. What was in between what you wanted to do and what you actually did? Why is the two so far apart?
All right, bro. Like, I understand. Like, I see why
would what you want to do and what you actually did
just
so far
I'm
apart?
Scared. Just say I'm scared. Say I'm scared, caller. Say I was scared.
Bro, in my mind, like, it wasn't like, in my mind.
No,
just say
what it was,
just
bro.
Say,
this is important, man.
Just say I'm scared. I'm scared.
I had doubts.
No.
All right, Carl. All right. Let's keep going. Because we're gonna catch it. We're gonna catch this thought. Tell us about what. Listen. Answer each question quickly, and then don't think. Don't think too hard.
I got you.
Tell us about what.
Say that again.
Doubts about what?
You said you had doubts. Doubts about what?
Doubts because it's like she's the clerk at the Planet Fitness. I'm like, yo. Niggas definitely. I'm like,
no,
yo,
that
is definitely.
Doubts about what? Robin. Doubts about what?
About talking to her.
Why? Let's keep going. Why? Why did you have doubts about talking to her? Let's keep going.
Bro, like, She works at a Planet Fitness. Like, niggas walk in every single day, probably trying to shoot their shot at her. And, like,
but listen, bro. What does that have to do with you talking to her?
Why are you calling us then?
You gotta listen. This is why you have to control your. This is why you have to not be subject to the fears in you as a man, because it doesn't even make sense. In the chat, it's not just about being scared of rejection, fear of rejection. And then this is what y'all do. Y'all have a fear of rejection, so you get rejected anyway because you reject yourself. You reject your desires. You reject what you want to do. So you're going to get rejected anyway by doing nothing. So by having a fear of rejection, what y'all choose to do is say, well, I'm not even going to try at all. So, but how do you – you don't – this is the key thing in this, Carla. You don't know. You don't know what she was going to say when you spoke to her. You don't know where it was going to go and what was going to happen. You don't know. All you knew is what? What's the one thing you knew? The one thing you could stand on as a man. What's the one thing you knew and could stand on as a man?
That I wanted to talk to her in that moment.
That you wanted to talk to her. So why, instead of double down in what you wanted and who you are as a man, you decided to double down and have faith in the imaginary? Rejection. Nothing even happened yet. What do you, like, what's...
But it
unless
you
was
eavesdropping
and you heard her say
about
somebody else.
Rejection.
What's going on, bro?
But caller, what do you think you are to her? What do you think she sees you as now?
Now she probably sees me as a bitch, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, but she sees you as the guy that has no experience. She can see you at, okay, this is what she's saying to herself. Why would I give myself to someone who's either going to nut in 2 minutes? Why would I give myself who cannot stimulate me mentally? Why would I give myself to someone who can't even talk right, or who asks me interviewing questions, who wants to Netflix and chill and ask if he can put the tip in type guy? That's what you're showing her as soon as you pass that opportunity. That's they all of a sudden she's like, I'm not going to waste my time. Why would she waste her time with you if you can't be a man and do whatever it is you want to do?
That's a good question.
Well, I try to ask some good questions sometimes.
Nah, but yeah, I really, like, right after that, I definitely, like, thought to myself, like, yeah, it's over. But I just wanted to get y'all's perception on it.
But it's not about perception. It's your perception. Your problem is...
I understand
hey, this
that.
Is
I understand
why, okay, but look, okay. This is why y'all fail and why you lose, okay? You're not a loser because you may get rejected. You're a loser because you don't even try to do the one thing you tell yourself you want to do. Listen, caller, or excuse me, surface dweller, she is allowed to say no. She is allowed to say I have a boyfriend. She's allowed to say I'm not interested. What she says is none of my business. All I can do is put my bid in. And you ready to call her? And this is a different language between Ty and I and you. I'm giving her opportunity. You're giving her option. And that's where you're going wrong, because you got option thinking. Ty and I, King's English, have opportunity thinking. When I see her, I'm her opportunity. She's got the opportunity to get with me because I'm the shit. But see, you don't think that. You got option thinking. I'm lucky if she smiles at me. I'm lucky if she talks to me. I'm lucky if I can beg for her number. And this is why y'all lose, because you got option thinking and not opportunity.
Right. I wasn't necessarily looking at her like as the prize. It's just that.
Listen,
guess what?
I know
you don't even
think that's what I was thinking,
you saw her as that.
What did you say? I
saw
her.
It ain't about whether she's the prize or not. It's how you view yourself. It has nothing to do with her. You know why? Because there'll be another pretty girl. There'll be another gym. There'll be another situation in your life where you'll be faced with the same exact circumstance, where you'll have to make a decision based on what you want. And if you can't do that, you're not a loser because she doesn't give you her number or she doesn't want you. You're a loser because you can't do what you want to do. You have no relationship with yourself. You don't even know how to communicate with yourself. And in fact,
I said to a caller earlier, I told him, I said, he said it takes a lot of work to always be consciously intentional, you know, and to think so deeply at a time. And I said, well, you know what? If it's easier for you to be on autopilot when you don't even set the directions in your car, fine by me. Fine by me. Because that's what a lot of y'all guys would rather do. Y'all are on autopilot to your fears. Y'all are on autopilot to your insecurity. Autopilot to your doubt and uncertainty and views of yourself. But you didn't even set those directions. So how is it easier for you to follow this ship of misery and loserhood or loserdom than to be a man who challenges himself, be a man who goes for what he wants and takes risks?
Because on the back you got another, we got to grab the other call, but on the back end, you are afraid because you're not working on your skill sets. See, you came in, the first thing you said was she was beautiful, right? She was hot, or what was your word? Was it beautiful, sexy, hot? What was the word that you used? What did you say she was?
I said she was bad.
I said she was hot.
You said she was bad. So what made her bad? Tell me what made her bad.
She looked good.
No, wait. What made her look good, though? But good and bad is the way she put on her makeup that made her look good and bad to you.
She didn't have makeup on.
It doesn't matter what she had on or what she had off. Look, caller, you started cupcaking her as soon as you saw her. Because instead of caking on yourself and say, I'm the bad one that's going to make her even badder, you looked at her as the bad one that's going to make me, you know, dwell. Let me kiss her ass. Let me run behind her. But 315, we'll get you next. You're the one running behind her, man. But here's the problem. Why are we talking about something that you ain't going to do anyway?
Oh, I'll do it.
You ain't going to. No, you're not.
I mean,
you want to know why?
Not with her. Not with her.
Okay.
What is she, ugly now?
No, I'm saying, like, it's just I already didn't do what I was supposed to do in that moment, and she probably saw that, so it's like, just move on.
So what happened? So you're staring at you. You look back at her one time and just never look back for eye contact? You couldn't even look back at her?
No, I did look back, and she looked at me too when I was back. And at that point, I was like, damn.
She was looking at you, look at her.
Say that again?
She was looking at you, look at her, right?
Basically.
And you still didn't say nothing?
Bro, what
did
like,
you do, run,
she had
run
other
to the back?
Bro, she had... Bro,
what did,
nah,
what did you do? Wait. Like, just, like, give us cases, like, action by action. What did you do after you looked at her the first time? She looks back at you, and then you look back at her again. Like, what happened?
All right, so I walked in, I was at a different side of the desk, so I was talking to somebody else, but she was looking at me, and I looked at her.
People at the desk, regardless of who's there? So you didn't say, hey, how you doing? Or greet the person that at the desk when you come in?
But there was two people at the desk. I didn't go to her. I went to some other guy, and I was talking to the guy.
You went and talked to Alfredo instead of badass Becky that was right there.
She had customers. There was people talking to her.
Okay.
All right, caller. We're going to grab another call, man. Call back if you have another question, dog. We appreciate you, man. Area code 315. What's your question? How can we help you?
For sure. It's 315-222, right?
Yes, sir.
For sure. Hey, I just want to get one thing out the way. I ain't no surface dweller, so I ain't accepting that. All right,
Dweller. What is your question? What is your question, surface dweller? Why'd you hang up? Wait, what? Why'd you hang up? Wait.
Wait. Bro, so why you just come in here and be like, I'm not a surface dweller? You get caught at one time and then you hang up. You just proved the point.
I want to tell you, you are a surface dweller, dog. You caking motherfucker. All right, anyway, guys, we're back, but... If y'all want to call in,
you probably press that button, Hawk. Think he's gonna talk to me? And he got bro. Come on, man. Come on, man.
I ain't no stupid dweller.
I ain't no man.
You can't tell me that. All right, so guys, y'all want to call in? Y'all, the lines are open. If y'all want to call in, y'all got a question for the Q in there. And what we're talking about, if y'all listen, we're talking about the mental aspects of sex and how you can move mountains in her mind by how you move as a man. The only way you're going to do something is how you do it first. You never do for the woman. You do for yourself first to show her the why she should get with you. Ty, what say you on that, brother?
Like I said, guys, in anything you do, how you do anything is how you do everything. I love saying that because y'all don't realize it. You cut corners and around yourself. You give yourself excuses. You avoid positions and opportunities and situations which would actually grow you as a man rather than staying in your comfort zone and staying where you're safe. And every time you do that, you train yourself how to think. You train yourself how to make decisions. So the next thing you know, you're at a gym, like the guy said, there's a pretty girl at the desk, and you don't even know how to talk to her. Then you know you're trying to pursue a goal or start a business or whatever the case may be, and you can start that business. You can chase that new goal. You can push yourself and do something you've never done before, because how you do anything is how you do everything. You're struggling with this relationship with yourself because of how you do the small things. It would have been nothing for him to say, hey, how you doing? Even if he comes to the gym regularly and she just started working there, that's already a opening for the conversation. Hey, I've never seen you here. What's your name? You know, my name is Ty. I come here all the time. But I'm putting his bid in, starting the conversation, being friendly. He's talking about he goes to the desk and don't even greet the people that work at the job. Where's your decorum? Where's your respect? Where's your honor? So how you do anything is how you do everything. You don't respect yourself. You don't even respect the others around you. I'm fussy. I went on a little rant,
no,
but this,
no,
this is
you
important,
got the floor,
man.
Baby. No, you got the floor. No doubt. That's real talk. He could have just went up to her, hey, you know, hey, greet the guy. How you doing, big dog? How you doing? My name is Steven. How you doing? Oh, what's your name? How you doing? Okay, well, look, hey, I see you busy right now doing work, but, hey, what time do you take a break? All right, so you take a break in about 30 minutes? Okay, I'm going to make my way back over here, and I'm going to get at you in 30 minutes, okay? Because I don't want to, you know, I'm not trying to get you in trouble, because I don't know if the manager's watching anything, but I know in 30 minutes you take your break, I'm going to roll my ass back over there and go ahead and put my bid in and let her know what the deal is. But see, she's not used to that. You know what she's used to? Hi, how you doing, Gloria? Oh, my gosh, she's so pretty. Hey, did you see the girl at the desk? Yeah. Did you see the girl at the desk? Yeah, she looks so hot. Yeah, man. I want to talk to her. Oh, boy. That's how y'all.
Right, you just talking to other men about what you want to do.
Exactly. Exactly. That. Oh, my God. What? Oh, my God.
Listen, literally, God, y'all don't got, bro, y'all have like what kind of friends y'all got, bro. Listen, y'all can listen, y'all can even ask my friends about this, man. We took a little trip to Houston. We was at, like, some amusement park, track, aquarium, some shit. I forgot why I was, like, walking a little bit behind the crowd. But I come over. They talking about, like, yo, you see those girls over there? I'm like, where? So they point to the group of girls. It was, like, three of them. As soon as they pointed to the girls, within 3 seconds, I was already walking over there. I wasn't in a huddle. All right, I'm gonna run the option play. You're gonna swing out to. I'm going. I already know. I seen them. I already know which one I wanted. I went and begged her, and then asked her friend respectfully, shook her friend's hand. Hey, my name is Ty. What's your name? And I said, do you see any of those fine young men over there that you want? And she said, oh, I want him with the whatever. And I was like, I called my friend over, and guess what he did? Exactly what he needed to do. Are you guys leaders or are you guys followers? What are you? Who are y'all as men, and how do you represent yourself in anything and everything you do?
All right, Carl Jones has a question right here, Ty.
When learning about yourself, do you focus on analyzing the part of your day which frustrated you the most? Sometimes I'm not sure how to get to the bottom in future learning from the analysis. See, the whole idea of frustration tells you more about you than what actually happened. And it was something I used to say. I used to say I don't use the word worry anymore. I use the word focus. Because when you say the word worry, it implies that you're the victim in the situation no matter what you're talking about. I'm worried about the boogeyman in my closet. That implies you're the one in fear, you're the victim, and you're the one on the lower end. That's a goofy-ass example, but what you don't realize is that the more you describe things as what you're worried about, you assume this victimhood accept what's coming to hit you and duck and hide mentality from that. So when you say, which frustrated you most, frustrated me, why would something about what I chose to do or walked around to frustrate me? Listen, I have another quote for you. When you want to be high, anything that brings you down is an annoyance. When you want to be free, everything that brings you down shows you where you can be brought down, and therefore is another escalator to your path of freedom and, you know, that power over self. So you already got to catch yourself on how you just worded that question.
Yeah, Carl, here's the problem with what you have, my brother, is that you're learning how to still be yourself. You're not learning anything by just doing nothing. And you think the problem is you think you're doing something when actually you're not doing anything at all, because you're too busy analyzing versus putting action. Analyzing ain't going to happen. You can analyze numbers and moves all day, every day. But if you're not putting any action towards those analyzing thing, it doesn't matter, because evolving means at the end of the day, not in the beginning of the day. Before you sit it, like I always tell you guys, turn out the lights, go to Netflix, get the fireplace, sit down and go over your day. Go over all the moves you made. Go over what you did right. Go over what you did wrong. And here's the beautiful thing about growth: making the proper adjustments so tomorrow comes around, you're not doing the same thing. But the problem with you guys is that you keep continuously doing the same thing, because when you come up with the answer, you're afraid of the answer because you're afraid of the result, because you're looking at the end result to define who you are as a man. A man is not defined by what a woman says. She cannot define me. I define me. So when I look at what I do, and like I keep telling y'all, I don't get mad at me when she says no. I get mad when she says yes. That's how cold I get upset at me when she's down, because when I bet on myself, I bet I could do it better, and I never win that bet. But you know what? I'm harder on myself when I get them. I don't give a fuck with this, because it's not my loss when they say no and all the other stuff. But when I get them, I'm harder on myself because I don't become complacent. I don't pat myself on the back, and I don't camp out on a thought just because I got one. I got her. I'm moving on to the next city, the next town, or the next country, or the next planet, T.
Simple as that.
Oh, we got a call. Let me grab. All right, let's go ahead and call area code 469. What's your question, sir? What's up?
Hello, Steve. It's Jeremiah Johnson.
Jeremiah, you got with Ty Kondo. You got to give some respect, man. It's not just me on here. Come on, man. Give respect.
Yes, sir. Yeah, no, somebody's respecting me. Yeah, hi, Taekwondo. How you doing, man? I respect the show. I'm glad to join the show.
Hey, dude, roll your windows up in your car or something, dog. We can't hear you, man.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Kinda.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, what's your question, man?
Yeah,
what is your question?
Do you keep going on money, too?
Wait, call back, dude. Go somewhere quiet and call us back, man. Go somewhere quiet and call us back, because you killing the show with that noise in the background. Here's a question: How did the pandemic affect both your social? Oh my God! All right, listen, brother. This is what you don't. If it's a pandemic, if it's a zombie apocalypse, or if it's a meteor heading towards the Earth, it's not affecting a man. Because I'm not making anything about the woman. I'm making it all about me. And I don't care if I'm at home and I can't go out or I can go out. I'm working on me. You can't see. The problem is you think y'all are working on your skills, but how can you work on a skill when it's time to put action in the skill, you don't perform the skill. So are you actually working on the skill, or are you pretending, fantasizing, and daydreaming about the skill? Ty, what say you, brother?
See, this question already has the assumption that, you see how the second part of your question was, how did you overcome the challenge? And the first part of your question, you didn't even mention a challenge. So it showed this underlying idea that the pandemic had a negative effect on anyone and everyone in any way that it may have affected you. I actually the pandemic was probably the best thing that happened to me. So this whole idea of a challenge, it only forces you to face yourself. So that's no challenge in that. That's just something that you have to inevitably do, or otherwise you'll be miserable forever.
Right. And hey, like Tyce, y'all don't understand something. The pandemic did something for you guys that you don't know. It made women more aggressive than ever before because they were locked up. They couldn't shake their ass. They couldn't go out and do the stuff they want. They were locked in. The fingers in the dildo weren't really working, so they wanted to get out there. But see, here lies the problem, Ty. See, they can't handle the aggressive woman because once they got out, like, you know, saw sunlight and daylight, they were ready to grab somebody. Come on, I want a stiff, warm piece of meat. But a lot of you guys cannot handle an aggressive woman that knows what she wants because that's pretty intimidating to a lot of guys. What say you, Ty, brother?
A lot of you guys are, it's one thing to be non-confrontational, right? Like, you don't like arguing, you like battering back and forth. And I think that's the perception that a lot of guys have when they imagine an aggressive woman. Disrespectful, rude, loud, and aggressive, right? What you don't realize is she will sit there and curse your bitch ass out. Her boss will call her, and then you'll hear her say, "Oh, hey, yes, can I come in tomorrow? But I thought I had off tomorrow. I have to come in. Okay." All right, shut your – and then go right back to disrespecting you. So you teach her how to treat you. You set the boundaries, and you draw the lines for anyone and everyone in your life and what you tolerate, the little things you let slide, what she calls you, how she talks to you, and how she says it to you. Even guess what? She could be used to being disrespectful, wild, loud mouth, and all aggressive and all that shit like that. But when it comes to her relationship with me, you will not. Listen. It will be absent and it will be exempt. You gotta let her know. Wow, listen, we don't do that here. You take your shoes off at the front door at my house. You know what I'm saying? We don't walk in here with these dirty ass, you know what I'm saying, carpet ass, fucking up ass shoes in my crib. You know what I'm saying? Stephen Pettis, about you.
Yo, no doubt. And, okay, let's get to, again. This is the mindset of why y'all don't even see the self-defeating talk in which y'all say. Because a man does not what is it, applesauce? Grape sauce. What kind of sauce are we putting on her? Blueberry sauce? What kind
of? Hey, man, try preheating the oven on 450 and
what the fuck?
Put the turn on broil.
What kind of sauce? We don't sauce it. Look, sauce trying and liking you. Gentlemen, this is why.
Oh, my God. It's so many sprinkles of how you see yourself in that sentence.
Oh, my God. Exactly. This is why we tell you guys, in order to have game, you must be able to communicate to yourself. We keep telling you. See, the problem is y'all are making it about the woman. And we're trying to tell you to make it about you and present yourself to the woman how you know yourself, how you communicate to yourself. But see, y'all are missing the whole point because you are worshiping the women too much. You have them on whatever you have above you, you worship. And y'all worship women as if they walk on water. They're not special until they show that they're special. But you're making her special. And think about it. If she's insecure and you're making her special, what does that say about you? It tells her you're insecure. So when an insecure woman runs into an insecure man because she's the master of insecurity, because that's what they are, she's playing chess to your checkers, and she running game on you. Ty, what you got, brother?
Exactly that, because guess what? Here's what you're confusing. When you say, I find myself unable to sauce girls when I try, but when I'm not trying, they end up liking me. You don't even realize what you're saying. You don't even realize what you're trying, what the trying is leading to. See, what you're trying when you try is that you're trying to be what you think she wants, rather than being the man she needs. And I made a video on this a long time ago. The guy she wants versus the guy she needs. And I listen, I sprinkled that on y'all because y'all have to realize the standard you hold yourself to. And guess what? Every time you try to be what you want, she sees that bold, insecurity screaming out loud of you saying to yourself, which comes out to her as, I don't like myself. I am not good enough, so I'm going to try to be good enough for you. And listen, it screams louder than you guys think, and it stinks. They can smell it from a mile away. Because as Steve says, something I realized at a very young age, majority, if not a vast majority of a lot of women have insecurities. Everyone has insecurities. A lot of guys, a lot of men, and people, as a human, you can have insecurities. But for them, there's nothing that motivates their actions, their thoughts, and their movements more than their insecurities.
Oh, wait, you good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, I thought you was done. I just, okay, we got a call real quick. Got a few calls. Area code 5514 will bring you in. Then we'll bring in 469. 514, what's your question, sir?
Hello. Okay, yeah. Hello, Ty. Hello, Steve. How y'all doing?
Fine, sir. What's your question, brother? What's up?
Hello?
Yes, what's your question? What's your question?
Okay, yes, my question is how can I love a girl in a friend?
Call her. You can't. You want to know why? I want you to listen to your voice. Okay, listen. I want you to listen to your voice, okay? All right?
Yeah.
Now, what I'm saying to you is when you are going to say hi to a girl, by the way you sound, you're going to sound like, hi, hi. You know, that's how you sound, right? You got to relax, man. You got to be able to talk to them. Like you about to do some damage between her ears and not between her legs. But the question you need to ask yourself, why don't you tell us how? You're asking us how. Tell us how to do it. You should know. How do you do it?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We're at Starbucks. I'll be the chick. Hello, my name is Marce. I'm a Pisces. Okay, yes, I want some Starbucks. Okay, so I'm in line and everything, right? Okay, I'm in Starbucks, yes. Okay, you see me, right? All right, what you going to say to me? Okay, I'm just sitting here like, oh my God, I can't believe Kim Kardashian is so bad. Oh, my God. Okay, so what are you going to say to me?
I'm going to say like, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. What's your name?
Okay. My name is Kathy. I'm a Pisces.
Hi, nice to meet you. My name is Jeffrey.
Hi.
You know.
Well, look, I'm going to catch you right here. I'm going to jump in right here. How about after you ask her how she's doing, you tell her, right, why you wanted to introduce yourself? Hey, no, I wanted to introduce myself because...
Yeah.
That's where you get that because, that why. I was at Starbucks. Why are you laughing? This is not a joke, bro.
Well, I'm going to go and let you go because you ain't serious, dog. We get to the next caller, dog. I'm saying, dog, you laughing.
Hey, laughing and shit, bro. What's
up? This is why y'all lose, man. Y'all think everything's funny.
Come in and give him some help real quick. He started laughing.
And he giggling like a chicken.
Made him blush. His dog dad's out of here, man.
Yeah, all right, 469, what's your question, man?
What's up, Steve? Yo, it's Jeremiah Johnson, and what's up, Taekwondo? Respect to both of y'all. So my question is, Steve, do you have a program or any type of different from the other programs on how to get money? I saw one of your previous videos. I saw your land, man. It's impressive. I saw your house on one of your old videos.
Wait, dude, get off my, dude, come on, Jeremiah, get the fuck out the phone. All right, let's get to this question right here. Junior says, all right, I don't want to speak to someone who starts talking. Wait, this kind of broke my brain. Let me say it again. When I don't want to speak to, ladies, read with me, ladies, because this might break your brain. When I don't want to speak to someone who starts talking to me, how do I handle it? Ty?
If I close my eyes right now, I just rerun that sentence in my hand.
What?
I just imagine a person with a pocketbook hugged up in their shoulders. How do I handle it? Like, these people are talking to me? Bro.
All right, we got another call. Let's break in this call, 813, man.
Tough.
Yeah, tough. All right, 813. Tough. What's your question, 813? What's up?
Hey, how y'all boys doing? I wanted to ask both of y'all. When y'all talking to a woman, what's something y'all like to talk about? Like, what's one of y'all favorite topics? Like, what's something you bring up when you just in private with her, just having a one-on-one type shit?
Wait.
Steve, you think you got a list of topics?
Right. Let me.
No, I don't mean like that. I mean like if you was just in that situation, anything, just what would you talk about? Yourself?
Wait. I'm looking at line 5, row 6.
Wait, no, Steve, you know what? I actually got a good answer for him. I got a good answer. Right. I am my favorite topic.
Yes.
How I think.
Yeah, right.
Why I do what I do. Why I think how I think. And why I think what I think,
right.
And where I'm going with what I think.
What is something that you're saying to a woman, or what is a woman saying to you to have a response? Tell us something a woman is saying to you to have a response, sir.
Like if we're talking with something that she'll say and I respond, I'll respond.
No, what is she saying to you? No. Tell me something. No, it's called. Wait, before you respond, tell us what she says first. Give us an example.
I'll say anything. She'll ask me, how many women are you talking to?
All right. Now, what are you going to say? Let's hear what you say versus what I say. How many women are you talking to? What are you going to say?
You want me to say exactly what I would say, or want me to say something along the lines of what I would say?
No, say what you say, dog.
Say what you really would say with that girl. You know that girl. You like
that. Say
exactly what you would say. Just be real.
If anything, however many women I'm speaking to right now is besides the point, because as we are right now, I chose the time to spend with you. I chose to give you my undivided attention. I chose to be personal and to be intimate with you right now, and no other woman could match that.
Would you say that, or are you just copying this? Yeah,
I would say that too.
You
copying game, dog.
Okay.
You say that shit.
You wouldn't say that.
Why are you lying?
You just changed the whole,
I'm not lying. For real, I'm not lying.
No. You called it. Look,
copy and paste.
This is how he sounds.
No,
he's like, hold on, service. You called it like, what do you do when a woman says something? And then we ask you the question. You like.
Now all of a sudden, you got the whole depth in your answer.
Cadence? Yeah. Okay.
Man, whatever, dude. Let me move on, dog. You playing. Look, stop lying, dog. Stop lying to us and move on to Erico 514 because you playing games, dog. Erico 514.
Straight copy and paste,
dog. 514, what's your question?
So basically, my question was, how can I tell a girl I want to go? How can I ask a girl in a flirty way that, I want to go on a date with her?
How old are you, young man?
Officially.
Okay. You sound nervous. But how do you ask to go somewhere? Okay, how do you order?
Caller, do you want to do it tonight?
Yeah, do you want to do it tonight right now? You ready to do it?
do you really
want to ask her out?
Not right now, but because I don't want to.
You don't want to do it. Come on, no, you don't want to. Call her.
Caller. You do want to do it right now.
You're just scared. Right.
Caller, just be real. Listen, if you could find out tonight that she was going to go on a date with you tomorrow, would you want to do it?
Tomorrow at school, so I'm going to ask her.
You don't want to do it on live, you're scared. Come on, bro. Come on, just be honest. Just be honest about it.
I swear I'm being honest right now, right? I don't have any answer, bro. I'm not lying.
Why are you calling us asking a question and we can help you?
If you don't want to get the result.
You don't want to get the result, why are you wasting your time?
No, because I'm asking you guys because I'm gonna ask her tomorrow.
Are you? No, no.
Call her,
no.
Call her. Our job is to get you results, my nigga.
Yeah,
we ain't just there to talk all day. We want you to win.
Today, brother. Today. You ready to win today?
Yeah.
You thought he was going to sit here and preach, bro?
Yeah,
he's ready for man of action. Come on, gang.
Yeah, so you ready to call her right now and ask her for the date?
I don't have her number. I could text her on, like, Instagram or something.
Okay, why don't you text her and ask for her number, and then you call us back. You text her and say, send me your number so I can tell you something. I have something to talk to you about. You text her and say, send me your number. I have something to talk to you about. See that? You can't get around us like that, all right? So you ready to do that? Text her right now and say, send me your number as I'm about to call you because there's something I want to talk to you about. Are you ready to do that?
I'm going to get back to you.
Oh, yeah, of course you're going to get back to us like 3 years from now when you fucking, bye, Dweller. All right,
some hair on your chest.
Right, and his nuts drop from his stomach. All right, here's another one. My girl is easily offended. Is there a better way to tell someone you like that you, that I want some time to myself without her getting pouty? What is, man? Okay, this is Ty. This is what I understand. They say they want women, but they can't handle what comes with women. Guess what, guys? They want to spend time with you. So I don't understand why do you get offended? She should get offended. Because, Ty, take it, dog. I just take the wheel, dog. Take the wheel, man.
Carly, your real problem is if she didn't care.
For real.
If you left and she never hit you up or tried to come see you or didn't care if you weren't going to spend time with somebody else or spend less time with her, of course it's going to happen. Nobody wants to give up their favorite drug or their favorite thing to do or their favorite person to spend time with, man, but it is what it is. You got to tell it like it is and tell it like it isn't. Tell it what it is and tell it what it isn't. It's not your job to control her reaction because that's her choice. She can choose to not care. She can choose to care. She can choose to cry or not cry. You have to always choose to be a man and say it and tell it like it is and tell it like it isn't.
Wait a second, we got some other calls. Let's go Force tonight. This might be Jeremiah. Is this Jeremiah again?
Yeah, it
is. Jeremiah, man, look, man. What's up, man? What is your question, man?
My question is, what is poetry? You spoke about poetry before. What does that have to do with game?
What do you mean? I don't understand. What do you mean, what is that? It's everything. What are you talking about? Is how we win and you lose.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm sorry. I want to know from your perspective, can you go more in detail on that?
No, there's no reason to go in detail because you ain't going to do this stuff anyway, dog. Let me go to 813, man. You ain't going to do that shit. All right, 813, what's your question, man?
Okay, I called back because I actually wasn't lying, and I'm trying to be genuine, and I'm trying to really understand.
Man, what is your question, man? Look, you called us with some cake-ass questions. And then you acting like you got game. You don't have game. You copy something.
I don't.
So what is your question, man?
I didn't try to copy.
What is your question? Dude, before I hang up, please, I'm begging you, just ask your question. What is your question, sir?
Truly, my question is, what do you talk about with women aside from you?
Are you talking to a woman now?
Right now, the second no.
Then why are you even asking a question? You need to get a woman first before you can talk to her, don't you think?
Right. But while I've been talking to women and I can reflect on what I've talked about them in the past, and I want to see what I did right or wrong.
Because you didn't know what to talk about ever with her as a human being. Do you realize, listen, here's what you got to realize in this question. It's not the topics. Because that's what you think this answer is going to give you. Oh, I can, okay. Let's say me and Steve give you 10 topics, right, each. You have 20 topics to talk about with a woman that from your perception, make you more interesting to her, right? Let's say that. You need a 21st topic. You need another topic. What do? You have nothing. You see what I'm saying? You ran out of the fake.
I get what you get. Yes.
Ran out of your fake
right.
Disguise. It's not the topic
right.
That she. Oh my God! I just, you know what I love about Ty? He just has good topics.
Where is not topics? Where are you going to lead her? See, you can't lead a woman because you don't know how to lead yourself, brother. That's your problem.
Right.
You don't know how to lead yourself.
Like, okay. I think every time, there's just, I can't. There's certain things that when we get to talk about, I won't know what to lead to from
like
that.
Like what?
Like.
Okay, call. About
like if
what?
We get into a boring conversation, if we get to like a boring conversation, you just mentioned, right? That's my issue is that I was just like tangent on, and I won't lead them properly.
A
boring conversation would be like
there's no reason to talk to her.
What is a boring conversation, caller?
Like she'll talk about like I don't know like her ex or some shit. And I just won't. I don't want to talk about it.
What is that telling you?
Whoa. Why are you talking to a woman about her ex?
My God, look at how sick. Jesus.
I tell her I don't want to talk to her about that. I don't.
Oh, you don't want? Oh, stop it! I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about your ex. I realize how you sound, man. You say stop it! I don't want to talk about.
I don't want to talk about another man.
And what she said.
I mean, listen. You made that very specific when you said talk about her ex. Why is she going in detail about with another man?
Because you're boring.
Just put that on paper and see if
I'm boring her. Right. I'm boring her.
Spoke to her directly, and we talked about another man who she was already with. You know, you have to ask yourself, am I the kind of guy that makes her look back on what she was, or am I the kind of guy that shows her what she can be?
Okay. I feel you on that. I feel you. Okay, so, all right. But, like, if the topic was, like, something about how I treat women, what I would do with women, how I handle women in general, and, like, she brings up her ex on that, and I tell her I don't want to talk about that, but she won't know what else to bring up. Like, she'll sit there and listen to me.
Because if she brought her ex up, and we having a conversation about this, I'll be able to pivot off that and spring myself out even harder.
Okay.
You don't talk about McDonald's at the table at Benihana's.
Right. Okay. So that's just like, would you say you use that as like a stepping stone to like project like if she mentions her ex?
No. I said even if I'm not saying I'm purposely going in on her ex or we're gonna have this discussion.
Right.
Okay. You said she brought it up.
Call her here.
But why were you talking about how you treat a woman? What was your end goal with that when you were talking about that? Let's ask that. Here's why you'll see it's not about the topic. With that topic, what was your goal?
To make her open up more so that she'd be more comfortable.
By talking about her boyfriend?
No,
that's gonna make her open up.
To be talking about her boyfriend.
Well, open up to do what?
The topic started about me talking about.
Open up to do what?
Open up.
See, this is why y'all lose
herself around me.
She can't become because you creep her out, so she's not comfortable around you. And this is the problem with you guys. You ain't got no. See, when you have game, they ask the questions, man. How many women are you seeing? What you want from me? What are you doing? Are you free right now? Are you going to be busy tomorrow? Are you going to be busy the next day? When can I see you? I miss you. What are you doing right now? Oh, my God, you're on my mind. I'm thinking about you. See, that's what you get when you have game. So they're asking you. I'm not interviewing her. This is not a job, man. But you're like, well, what you doing? How's your day going? What you looking for in a relationship? Tell me about your feelings. That's why you're losing, man. You ain't talking to the women,
okay,
man.
Okay, but if she found me creepy, would she ever even have come to my house? Would she ever, like, have wanted to spend this one-on-one time with me if she really found me creepy, if she was really not that interested?
Let me tell you why you're lying. Hold on. It's odd. She's talking about her ex-boyfriend, but then all of a sudden, you're saying you're trying to open her up by talking about her ex-boyfriend, but now all of a sudden she's over your house now. Please, I'm going to hang. But please hurry up and make some hang up.
This conversation. Okay, wait.
Call her. You're right. So call her right now and tell her how great of a time y'all had when she came over your house. Go ahead and call her now. And tell her how great of a time you had, and you want to come over right now to suck your dick or no, mess around. Sorry. But so go ahead and call her now because she came over your house already, right? Go ahead and call her. Set it up. Yeah, my whole point.
So you're saying because she won't do that right now, I didn't do the right thing.
Get your ass off the fucking phone, man. See what I'm saying, man? I can't stand
my whole point.
Why they lie, man? If you had
a... Yo, you can hear a pin drop when you told him to do that.
A rat pissing on cotton. God damn. All right, so we got a bunch of calls. 617, what's your question, man?
Oh, man.
617, what's your question, brother?
You hear me?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, I got to think of a second to it. But, yeah, I apologize, but I've been feeling like I've been, like, stuck in my own, like, little conscious in my head, like, lately. Like, I'm trying to improve myself, but I feel like I'm in that little middle, that little gray area where, like, you're trying, like, you elevating yourself, but, like, you stuck, you feel me?
What's your question?
That's my question. Like, how would you, like, get out of it, but, like, go about dealing with it? If that makes sense.
Okay. All right, I'll give you an easy multiple choice question. If I want to learn law, do I go to a doctor, a lawyer, or a cook?
Go to a lawyer.
Okay.
I mean, not a lawyer.
So if you want to learn game, do you just call in or do you get coaching?
You get coaching.
I knew you had it. Okay, there's your answer. So you know what to do, okay, brother? I'm glad. See, you even answer your own question, dog. Sometimes the answer. All right, error code 973, you're up. What's your question? What's up?
Hey, what's going on with y'all, man? I just had a question about basically just some advice because I got out of a 5-year relationship. You know, it was toxic. And, you know, the crazy thing is I still talk to this girl to this day, you know, my ex.
Why do you hate yourself? Why do you hate yourself so much?
Damn. I mean, you got a good point. I feel like I should just, you know, move on to other people.
I don't know how it feels. How does it feel waking up every morning and just being disgusted at the guy in the mirror? Why do you hate yourself? How does that feel? I'm not lying. I'm just wondering, how does that feel? I don't know how it feels. I'm not a surface dweller, so I don't know how that should feel. How does it feel?
I mean, I wouldn't say I hate myself, but it's more so letting things go.
Well, no. That's a woman. You got feminine tendencies. You're a punching bag, and you hate yourself, and you're also insecure. I'll continue. That's a comma. You're bad in bed. You don't know how to turn a woman on. And you don't know what you're doing. I'm serious. You're speaking facts. I know because I know I'm good at what I do. So I'm asking you, why do you hate the man in the mirror so much to a point where you're going back to someone that's disrespecting you?
Damn. I mean, even when you just said it out loud, did not every cell in your body just fucking shake and cringe just now? My toxic ex for 5 years.
Yeah. I mean, I think, I don't know. I think it's just a part of me that's just like I feel like, you know, I have faith in a lot of people, so sometimes I'll be like.
Caller, you know how it is going to be with me if I had your girl right now? You know what it'd be like? I'll be in bed.
Like,
you know, I'm serious. I'll be in bed with her, and she'll be like, Stephen, you are just so... Stephen, I just love being with you, Stephen. Stephen, I think I'm in love with you. Wait. wait. Then the phone rings, right? And it's you. Phone will ring, and it's you. And then she's going to say, oh, baby, hold on one second. Let me grab this phone. What the fuck do you want, you ain't shit motherfucker? Don't you see? I told you I'm going to call you later. Now, I'll call you later. Goodbye. And then she going to turn around and be like, I'm sorry, baby. It just, you know, it just gets on my nerves and stuff. That's how... That's why Ty laughing. You, Ty, you know that
like,
shit.
I get what you're saying, bro.
All right, let me ask you this. Let me talk to that side of you, which has tolerated this for 5 years. At what point does she change?
This year, like 7,
or 9, or 32? Which year are you expecting her to change?
I feel like she doesn't, man. I feel like people don't change, but I feel like I was getting ready to say, man, I have a lot of faith in people. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just hope for people to change, but at the end of the day, I think people really just got to change themselves, you know?
Let me ask you this. She can change, right? But I'll tell you something. She wouldn't be changing with me. I wouldn't be there for that.
Yeah, right.
So why are you there for that? Why 5 years of toxic ex waiting? You have hope in her to change. I would have all the hope from a distance. She wouldn't even be able to come near me, bro.
Right.
Why are you so attainable? Why are you so accessible? Because guess what? You're actually a crutch for her because guess what? You enable her. I'm not blaming you for her, why she's toxic. But the longer you tolerate her, the longer you deal with her, shit, I don't even know what you probably do. Y'all probably argue with, who knows, right? I ain't in y'all relationship. It's not none of my business. The longer you do this, is the longer this behavior is encouraged and tolerated and accepted because you live with it.
Right.
How seriously do you want to change if you're not willing to make her, if you're not willing to get the fuck away from her so she can see what she needs to change in order to have?
Yeah. Right. Are you talking to her right now, caller?
So, yeah.
No, just
so
let
like,
me know. Okay. All right. Yeah, this is what we're gonna do. Do you wanna fix this?
I mean, I'm gonna give you the direct answer. And the reason I say no is because
what are you calling for?
It was kind of like a two-part question, but like I'm only asking that.
How can we wait? Then how do you expect to help you when you don't want to get help?
All right, so let me rephrase it a little bit.
Wait, it's gonna be real quick. Subtitles, you surface dwellers.
It's cool. He'll call us next year.
Yeah.
Call us in 2 years.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so 7 years in, you know what I'm saying? I mean, bro, 5 years in, you want to tolerate another? You can go another day?
So my whole thing, all right, so the reason, so this is the thing. So I brought up, so I think when y'all heard the five-year part, that really, you know, because I know how y'all beat, you know, that got y'all going. So basically,
Nothing about us. Look at the chat. Look at yourself in the mirror and go say to yourself in the mirror, I've been with this toxic ex for 5 years.
Do you want to solve it? Yes or no? We got other questions. Do you want to solve this? Because we're here to help you solve it. We can fix it, though. You ready to do this shit? You ready to man up?
Sure. Yeah.
Challenge yourself.
Come
there
on,
you go.
Man.
Sure.
Now,
sure.
Look,
challenge
now.
Yourself in the land of the unknown. Come on.
Right. Now, yeah, we want you to call her and let her know that this behavior is going to stop today. Because if you don't modify your behavior, you're going to lose me. That's all I want you to say. Can you say that to her?
One sentence.
Yeah, I can say that, but I think I wasn't finished.
That's what you're going to say. What behavior? What are you talking about?
So go ahead and call her and tell her that now, right now, live on the air.
Nah, I got y'all, but look, hold on. Just hear me out real quick. I wasn't.
What's the butt for, bro?
Come on, man. Don't want the butt for, dweller.
You ain't getting no butt.
Come on, yeah, you ain't getting no butt.
So this is what I'm gonna do, right? I got y'all. I'm on my house phone. I'm gonna call y'all back on my cell. It's gonna be 973 again, but I'm gonna call y'all back on my cell phone though.
All right, call on the cell phone so you can bring
right
you in.
Stay right here.
Yeah, stay here. We'll
wait.
We'll
bring
you in. Yeah, we'll bring you in. Don't run. We'll bring you in.
All right. Yeah, because I don't know how to, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going
do this to our line right here on the phone.
It stops today.
We're going to get you in right now. We ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, we're going to tell y'all men do shit. It stops today. That behavior is going to stop today. Or she going to lose you forever.
Yeah.
Nut the fuck up. It's the, come on.
That's
no
basically
butts.
It. But
you ain't get no butt. No butts. Just do it. Come on, man. But
I mean, y'all could bring somebody in, though. Y'all could bring somebody else in. I'm going to, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to pay up back on the...
About 5 hours to call somebody.
No. We got you live. Just get... You got your phone here. Grab your cell phone, Dweller. Come on. Grab the little... phone, grab the pink phone that smells like a little perfume, and call and hang up the other phone while you're on. Come on, we can do this at the same time.
And then put a three-way. Put
Come
a three-way, we'll mute up, and you do what you do.
Hold on. I got to call you on the other phone. Hold on.
Okay, let's see. I'm looking right here. Let's see if you're going to call the 973. Don't be scared, dog. This is your day to man up, brother. This is your day. We believe in you. Yeah.
5 years ends today. You about to start a new 5. Actually,
today.
If you do this the right way, guess what? She'll call you back.
Baby, I'm sorry.
So sorry.
Hold on. This is a little disclaimer before I call, brother. Yep. So let me just real quick. You know, I'm not trying to. I don't like. I like getting to the point. I don't like. You know what I'm saying? So. Real quick, I think, you know, we talk, but I think the, like, relationship we got right now is cool because we're not really beefing, we're not arguing, we just kind of just cooling, we just talking regular. Like, we're not trying to have a relationship with each other. We just talking as friends, but the main reason I called was mainly just...
Wait, Dweller. Wait a second.
I'm trying to get to the meat or the bones, man.
You ain't trying to get to the meat. You ain't smashed? Wait, were you just hanging out with the food?
I didn't inform you on this part. This is a 5-year relationship with my ex. So I definitely smashed a couple times, but
All right, call up right now and say, look, I'm a bad boy, want to do some bad things tonight. Bring that ass over tonight. Let's tell her that, okay?
I'm trying to explain the full, like, scenario.
You need to explain anything, Dweller.
You don't.
Just look. Look. You're reacting. Oh, my God. You want me to say that?
So, Steve, this is what I'm trying to say. I'm basically just saying, like, all right, so this, all right, real quick, like I said, we're going to get to the point, right?
I don't want to get you. I don't know. Do you want something tonight or not? Yes or no? That's sweet. Let's get to the bare bones of this. Do you want to face the pillow or ass up in the air? Yes or no?
I could get any day, but my point is basically, I want to know if I should mess with other girls. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my. How old are you, Dweller?
My God. All right, so listen. Who would decide if you could mess with other girls?
Myself.
You know why you're asking for permission, right? Because you think she's going to leave you. So how about you tell her you're going to do what you're trying to do? And if she doesn't like it, she can get the fuck kicking because she ain't your girl.
True.
Can you do that? Give him a proper, introduction. I just tell her shit like that.
What are you trying to do, man?
He wanna know if he can mess with other girls. That's not what you're gonna do. You have to tell her that's what you're going to do, and she can act accordingly based on that.
Hey, let her know. Yeah. I want to let you know. Look, use what you say when you call her. I want to let you know that you ain't the only one. I'm gonna see other people, and I want you to see other people because we ain't in no fucking relationship.
We established that. Yeah, we established that. But my thing is I just feel like I got faith, but I just feel
and
like
what?
my whole faith my whole.
Yeah, Caller. You know, Caller, when I was...
Wait, CC, let's do this. Face me what?
So, yeah, so basically, I'm just saying, like, I got faith in this individual, but my whole thing is, like, I think I just got an issue with letting some shit go, because I could mess with girls any day of the week, but I just got faith in the person. Like, when you... I don't know if y'all believe in Zodiacs or not, but I'm a Cancer, so, like, you know, you love hard. So
right,
it's
right.
Like...
Hey, but listen, you didn't say what you had faith in her too, for what?
Just faith. I just feel like she's going to change, like we were saying earlier, but, you know, I guess I just got her more so... I just guess so... I guess I got
her
more
so
just...
And then what happens?
I don't know. Just hopefully she just improves as a person, as a woman.
No, she changes,
you know?
And then what happens?
That's good.
What happens after she changes?
I mean, she changed. I mean, I'm going to just really, you know, continue to be with the girl that I want to be with. But, I mean,
I understand you perfectly. You know what? When I was 3 years old, I had faith in this white man that had a big belly that used to go through a chimney. And guess what? I used to make cookies for him and everything. And I used to write him a little note. I had milk for him and everything. Until one day I woke the fuck up and went in my parents' closet and realized there is no fucking Santa Claus. So fuck that, dog. Why?
Yeah.
How old are you? How old are you, man? How old are you?
I'm 24 years old, man.
You a 24-year-old cupcake. How does the grass taste? Does the grass taste good on that side of the pond versus that side? Tell me, grass eating lion. How does the grass taste? How does the grass taste? The
what? Hold on, listen. I'm gonna get to you like this, Carl. Here's why you need to be as transparent as possible before we tell you what to say before you make this call, right? Because what I'm sensing is that you're sitting back with arms open. If she changes, I'll be ready to take her. I'll get on one knee, marry her when she changes. I want her to change. Deep down inside, you want her to change so that you could be with her.
Right.
You're number one. You didn't tell us what it is that needs to change. Because guess what? If you called her at night and told her exactly that and then gave her that ultimatum that, listen, if you do, because what you're trying to do is keep one foot in and one foot out. Well, I'm going to stay around because if she changes, I'm going to choose her. And deep down inside, I really want her to change. But what I'm going to do in the meantime is I'm going to try to mess with other girls. But what I really want is her to change, and I really want her. And throughout each of these options that you're giving yourself, you're putting yourself under the toilet, in the sewage.
Yeah.
Stand up. Pick your chin up, my nigga.
I got to pick a side.
For lack of better words, respectfully, you know, when I say this, well, one bitch won't, one bitch will.
Woo!
And I love my woman, you know. I don't even call women bitches, bro, but straight like that, bro. I'm not finna sit around and wait for no... What? I can get a girl to show her how to do it. She can watch my new girl do it.
That's my biggest thing going into the summer, you know. I feel like, you know, I think it's, you know, maybe time to let her go.
Wait, we ain't even we're in the spring, brother. What brother? Do you wanna win or you wanna just keep surface dwelling? What you wanna do, dog?
I wanna win, man. I wanna win.
Well, if you wanna win, we gonna call her right now. Are you ready to call her?
All right, but
the script.
When I call
the script, bro.
Trust. What am I gonna
Stick
say?
Trust is good. You trusted yourself for the last 5 years. Give us these 5 minutes.
Alright,
call
him on the phone.
Oh God! And everybody, this is being brought to you by Mel Maxipad Wine. Make sure you guys get a nice glass of Mel Maxipad Wine. It comes in lots of flavors. The commercial ad will be out pretty soon, but yes, get your bottle. It's a nice taste to it. The flavor of Mel Maxipad Wine is a brand new one that. We'll be marketing for you guys, so just letting y'all guys know. So we just want all you guys to know, make sure you get your bottle to go with your, excuse Berry Crunch, okay? Male MaxiPad Wine. It's a beautiful thing. We'll be dropping that commercial ad soon, so yes.
Oh,
We can't get disrespectful with her too, cause like we had a cool spot right now. You know, I ain't trying to, you know.
Wait, what you mean you ain't trying?
No, you know why it's not a cool spot? Because you're thinking about it.
Yes, man. You're trying to walk on eggshells, right? You're walking on eggshells, dog. You're trying not to disrupt things. So why don't we just get her over there? Hey, look, you know what? Why don't we do this? Tell her I'm hungry, and I want you to come over here and fix me some food. How about that? Are you allowed to say that, or do you need a hall pass?
She lives like 2 hours away, brother.
All right. Well, you got the weekend, so I want you driving this weekend, and I want you to cook me a nice meal, give me a nice back massage, and we'll go from there. Is that okay? Can you ask her for that?
Yeah, that's easy.
Okay, so you ready to call her?
Yeah, I got to put in the last four digits.
I want you to put your foot down tonight. I want you to put your foot down. Come on, bro.
All right, hold on. I got y'all, man. Hold on.
Bro, just imagine right now, she 2 hours away with the curled irons in her hair right now, living her da-da-da-da life while you on ice. You know, we're good right now. I don't want to cause any trouble. I don't want to, you know, bother her. I don't want to make a big deal. How is it trouble or a big deal to ask for what you want? And that's the problem, that you don't even see that in the situation in itself. How is it a problem to ask for what you want when you could choose any fucking other girl in the world and get what you want?
That's a good point, man. Yep. You walk outside right now, you know, somebody gonna submit.
It's not about submit. It's the... All right, bro.
I get what you're saying.
Oh, dweller. It's just waiting for you, waiting 5 years for her to submit.
I understand. What's going on, dweller?
I just use the words, but not necessarily that, but just be on my speed of things. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
What is your speed of things? Keep going. No, I got time today. Keep going. Be on your speed of things.
My speed of things in terms of just a better, you know, girlfriend, just a better person that understands me.
What happened when you said this to her?
I don't think I really have. Like, we talked about it a couple times. Like, we talked about this a couple times, but like most of the time when she be talking, like when I bring up like, you know, different things about a relationship, she be like, oh, I don't feel like talking about it right now, or stuff like that.
How about you tell her? How about you tell her tonight? I'm telling you, bro, listen. I want this handled tonight, not for the sake of you won't grow the balls to do it. And she's going to continue to give you whatever she wants to give you until you ask for what you want and don't give her no option otherwise and go get another, live your life. Fucking make it about the girl.
Y'all got to put the phone number back on the thing so I could call it on my other phone.
Wait, the lines are down. We got to wait for the line to reset. So, see, we got to wait for the line because we got other calls. We got five calls, so we're going to reset the lines, caller. So what we'll do is you hang up, we'll bring in the other calls, and then you could call back after we get done with those calls, okay? Call on your
phone.
All right,
I'll call back on the...
We know you ain't going to do it. You ain't going to do it, but we just saying.
No, I'm
going to
do it.
Do it.
Nah, we're going to do it tonight, man.
Y'all got my word, man.
973, the other phone, 973 as well, man.
All righty, sure, and I'm a pirate, but okay, I believe you, because you really gonna be about the game, right? Okay, so, let's bring in some of these other callers real quick before we reset the lines. 813, what is it that you want, man? What do you want, sir?
Sir,
because I really want y'all to understand that I'm not trying to lie. I don't have a reason to lie. I don't care to lie. I'm really asking that I want to learn. Where am I going wrong? Is it because, is it the fact that I can't call her and tell her right now?
It's the fact you're lying to yourself.
That I didn't give her the right experience?
Oh, wait, no. You said you had her over your house, remember? You a Big Dick McGriff. You said
yes,
you had her over your house. So why can't you call and tell her come over right now? And why can't you call her right now and tell her you had a great experience and you want her back over? Why can't you do that right now?
The last time she was in my house was 2 months ago.
Wait, two months ago. Are you calling us?
You
about
trying to throw that in our face?
Yeah.
Motherfucker. Are you at, you talking to us about a chick 2 months ago? Why you bring up a chick 2 months ago, Dweller? Why are you, because we're getting your ass, so you want to bring up a chick that you were smashing 2 months ago?
I'm not trying to do anything with that.
You just went wrong by bringing her up.
All right, so Carla, what do you want right now? What are you trying to get? About you, it's not about her.
Right.
What are you trying to gain?
Right. I'm trying to gain insight into what it is that brings her to certain points and topic of conversation. Does that make sense?
What conversation?
Okay, so wait, because what would that do for you? If you found out what the topics to bring up in conversation, then what's going to happen?
It'll give me a better sense of self-awareness to when I say certain things and I understand where those certain things bring.
Now, is that based on the topic or is that based on your intention or where you're planning to have the conversation go?
It's based on mostly the fact of whether I can lead it or not.
Who's laughing?
You can hear somebody on the call. Laughing.
Oh, wait, that's punk-ass 973. Let me take that little cake off there. I'm sorry. Go ahead, caller. 973 is calling. But wait, caller. Hold on, caller. You're still not being specific in what y'all talking about. She calls you. What does she say? What is the beginning conversation like? What is she saying?
If she called me on the phone right now, the beginning conversation, she probably talk about, like, she probably rant about something that's going on and, like, she's upset about it.
Like what? See, your problem is
last time we talked about her getting kicked out from her house or whatever, because, like, she called me because she was getting kicked out and she was having problems with her family and her sister and shit like that. So she called me about
how
that.
How old is she? How old is she?
19.
Don't lie to me. See, you're lying to me. I'm gonna let you go. That's too weird. If someone like that weren't get kicked out of the house, man, you leave. Hey, this ain't no you are older dude messing with underage girls. See, guys, this is the problem with you guys, man. Stop doing that shit. Let me bring in 678. 678, what's your question, sir? What's up?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, we can hear you, sir.
Goddamn predators, man.
Sir,
I'm about to hit up on your motherfucking ass. I don't have time for you giggling. Ask your goddamn question, man. What's up?
Okay. Yeah, I apologize for that. I've been dealing with kind of adjusting to my new environment and just meeting new people and different things like that. I was homeschooled, so I kind of been taking classes to get into communication. But I think one of the things that I've kind of let go in recent years has been, you know, my self-respect, because I think I've let a lot of things like kind of just fly when it comes to people disrespecting me in subtle ways or in blatant ways. But what I wanted to know is how, at least in your journey to, you know, for self, how do you understand and deal with people and how they try to disrespect you? Because I've seen people do it in really weird ways. Underhand
ways. Right. And I already get it. Listen, Carla, hold on. Got your answer already. You ready?
Yeah.
Now I'm going to change your mind even as I answer it. you allowing people to disrespect you, does that have to do with the fact that you were homeschooled, or does that have to do with the fact that you allow people to disrespect you?
Well, for me, I didn't know that they were disrespecting me.
Where does it come from? Does it come from the fact that you're homeschooled, or does it come from the fact that you allow people to treat you like that? Which one?
I would say that it came from my lack of respect for myself. However, my only thing
In the beginning, because when you introduced this conversation, you said, "Well, I was homeschooled and I'm coming now. You know, I'm trying to be better at communication, and I see in communication people disrespect." All of that was unnecessary. Because what the real root of the issue is, your respect that you have for yourself is so low that you allow others to treat you anyway. Would you agree or disagree?
I'd agree with that to a certain extent, but I'd agree with that.
And then you have to ask yourself, why do you hate yourself? Why is your respect for yourself so low? Why do you allow others to treat you like shit on the ground? Let's be honest.
If you want me to be honest about that, I think that's a mixture of me just being so insecure that I couldn't keep that standard for myself. Because for me, it's always been about, okay, I want to live up to myself. I don't want to do this or do that. But at the same time, I never thought to keep away the things that would hurt me and hurt my journey for self. Because I'm young and I'm growing up. So I want to keep an environment that is healthy, but in order to get certain things, I would take like I would take not the dark road, but the easiest quote unquote path instead of, you know, valuing my respect more. And that led to a lot of just situations that I didn't need to be in, or situations that were created that I didn't have to be in or shouldn't have been in.
Listen, Carla, whether we go from what you ate for breakfast, whether we go to an example of how somebody disrespected you, whether we go from what you choose to wear when you leave the house tomorrow, it's all your choice. Everything. So you're letting things happen to you rather than making things happen.
Yep.
I agree with that statement. I think when it comes to my own life, I've always been striving for something, but at the same time, it's always been about how can I get this the best way? How can I network with this? How can I do that? But a lot of the times, I wouldn't take the initiative to also have some self-care. I would always be so stuck up in my dreams and my goals that it would...
You're going to do. Set the new bar. Set the new standard. I don't live in the past.
Set the standard, brother.
I don't live in the past.
I mean, now I'm definitely doing that, but I think the issue that I run into nowadays is what people expect from me. And I think that was a problem that I didn't set in the past that I want to set now. It's like I give a lot, so people expect from me to do this, and when I have to decline them or...
What you choose to do?
Say that again?
What does that have to do with you, basically? All the stuff you're talking about.
What does that have to do with you?
Please answer that.
Well, the thing that it has to do with me is not that I can't
It has nothing to do with you.
What does a squirrel have to do with you? Call it. What does a squirrel have to do with you?
Well, nothing.
What about the clouds in the sky?
Or the tree?
Well, of course, in your world, they have something to do with it because you're making about everything but yourself.
Right. What about what I think of you has to do with you?
You said what? Say that again.
What about what I think about you or what other people expect from you think about you has to do with you?
Well, the only thing that has to do with me is
nothing until what?
Until I make it, I'm assuming. Well, no, until I make it.
Choose to, exactly.
I'll say that I think one of my qualities that I've honed over the years is being able to pridefully do things that I wish to do. Like
lying.
Yeah, and we're going backwards. We're going back to the past.
You're lying. You're just lying.
Okay,
you're using your past.
I am going back to
stop
the past.
Lying. You're lying
to
yourself.
I'll say something that I do right now is I stop taking into account.
No, you're saying it wrong. Say, I am judge. I am off of what people think of me. I do what people do. Or I'm here to please everybody but myself. Just say that. Just be honest with yourself. I'm
I
here
don't,
to please
though. That's the thing.
No, because you worry about everybody, what they think about you, right? Right?
I think what I worry about more so is
Tell me what you worry about.
I feel like it's more so how I want to be perceived rather than just accepting myself for who I am and embodying that.
I'm going to have to buy a nightlight now. I'm going to have to start buying nightlights now because I got to make sure because of the bad boogeyman under your bed that you're scared of. Maybe if I put a nightlight in your room, you'll feel a little better. Because for some odd reason, well, no, that's how you sound. This is how you sound. It's like some boogeyman under your bed. So you want us to make you feel better by giving you a nightlight?
No.
Is that what you want?
No. Well, my reason for coming up here was asking – how are you guys in your journey of self just gathered more, I don't know, gather more self-care? I feel like.
Tell me how you feel. Tell me how you feel.
Well, how I'm feeling right now is more so not that I'm trying to please.
It doesn't matter. That's rhetorical. That doesn't matter. Your feelings don't matter. I was joking. We don't care about your feelings, nor does anybody else. So why do you want to share your feelings?
Well, the reason I wanted to share my feelings is that's part of my, you know, me growing as a person is understanding how I'm feeling in certain situations.
Okay, listen. Women share their feelings. Women share, women talk about how they feel. But if you want to tell us how you feel, guess what the good news is? The good news is if you want to tell us your feelings, you can get yourself a box of Stewsberry Crunch. And guess what the prize is? The prize is a Tampax. If you dig in the box, you get your own Tampax.
But then disregarding how I feel, in reality, I know that a lot of people have taken my lack of respect for myself for granted. So I've been rectifying that as of recent months. But the reason that I came on here was that's what I'm saying. Now that I'm trying to actually better myself in a way.
No, try to better yourself.
I'm doing, actively.
I don't know. You said try.
Yeah, I say trying a lot instead of doing. I'm actively rectifying that because I do that a lot in conversation, and people talk to me about that. But what I'm doing now, because I want to be better, I want to grow better, I wanted to know from you guys how you in your own life have gathered more self-respect.
All right, let me show you where you go wrong. Okay, wrong question. And this is how you're not trying to be better. If you're asking us a question for yourself, then if we give you the answer, you're going to take our answer and then you're going to try to be the second best us versus being the first best you. So instead of asking what we do, why don't you ask what you need to do for yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of asking us, because if we give you the answer, then you take our answer, then you're going to try to be us, which means you're going to be the second best us, and then you're going away from yourself. So you don't want to know what we do. You want to know how we can show you how to answer your own question for yourself. You don't need our answer. You just need us to guide you to find your answer.
Yeah. I'm glad you put it that way. That makes more sense
put it
to me than what I was saying.
Well, yeah. What's that?
No, I was going to say, rephrase what I'm asking so that you have a better guide to so you can actually help and not just be like, okay, you're saying the same shit. What I rather would say is, how can I in my own life
easy? It's very easy. Mm-hmm. Very easy. Mm-hmm. It's very easy, and this is what I always tell everybody that wants to fuck with me. It's very, very easy. All you gotta do is these steps. Pop, okay, it's very easy steps. Let me find the steps. It's very easy, and you just follow these, you'll be fine. What you do is get in your car. I'm serious. Get in your car.
Oh yeah.
Go to your local store. Get your 100-piece puzzle set. Make sure you pay for it now. And I don't want you stealing it. Okay. Get your 100-piece puzzle set. All right. Get back in your car. Okay. Go home. Dump the puzzle pieces on the table. Throw the box away and start to put the puzzle together. That's how you start.
Okay. What does the puzzle represent?
But see, that's your problem. I just answered your question, but now you see, this is why you dwell. You just asked me the question. And I just told you that don't listen to us. I'm trying to show you how to find you. The only way you're going to find yourself is to follow what I'm showing you. But yet answer. It's not your fault. It's how you are. You want the answer instead of getting off your lazy fucking ass and doing what you're told to do. We're here to teach you how to
tell yourself to do.
Yes, we're here to teach you how to think for yourself. We're not here to give you your answer. We're not a cult.
I get you.
I understand
what you mean after you explain.
What you get is a bottle of Man Maxi Pad wine. Guys, when you get your wine, it flows very smoothly. It has fortified in crying, being a victim, and not knowing who you are. Make sure y'all get your bottle today. Caller, look, it's the bottom line. You want to be where you're at because you choose to be where you're at. Nobody can help you. You want to be where you're at because you choose to be. Until you choose that you want to change what you are, then you will get to the dojo, you'll get to the man mindset, and you will learn to be a student of the game. You can't learn game unless you're a student of game. Does that make any sense, sir? Yeah, I know. Woo, that shit went right over your head too, dog. Woo.
I would say yes, but at the same time, I don't think I truly understand what you mean.
That's
the best way to feel.
Yep.
The best way to feel? What do you mean?
And you get to tell you, you get to get used to figuring it out.
Yeah.
So you're not going to, this is what's wrong with you service dwellers. You want a one-word answer to something very complicated, young man. The only way you're going to, listen, I used to watch kung fu movies. I still watch Shaolin. I love kung fu movies. I was watching Shaolin Soccer just a few minutes ago. But here's the thing. The thing I love about kung fu movies is this.
What's up?
You must humble yourself. You can't just walk into a Shaolin temple just on general principle. You got to be worthy enough to get in the door, to be taught karate. But being taught karate is a system of chambers in which you've got to learn separate skills to put together to learn karate. Karate is not just one chamber. See, in your mind, you're thinking you want a one magical pill that we give you. You see what I'm saying? To answer all your questions. That's your problem.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
I never thought of it like that, but at the same time,
That's what we do. We here to get you to think beyond your thinking. So.
But I think the problem then would be just to reference, my own life. The problem would then be just that I don't think enough.
There's law zero. There's law zero.
The problem is that you might have to realize that you were always told how to think. Or not how to think, what to think instead of how to think.
Yep.
Or even both. Told how to think and what to think. It's even worse.
That is trending with me. I think the problem with that has been that a lot of my life has been me being schooled into a way of thinking for certain atmospheres.
Yeah, what's the problem with? Problem with what?
No, I'm just saying that when you bring that up, I can say that.
Do you know what a problem is to a man? I'll give you a few of them. okay, the main problem to a man is a meteor the size of Jupiter heading towards Earth. That's one problem. Another problem to a man is trying to get rid of a woman that doesn't want to leave. They never leave a man. That's our greatest problem. They always fall in love with us. They're always sending. Our problem is they're sending us naked pictures. Our problem is they're sending us text messages to come over. The problem is they want to know what we're doing right now. Our problem is they want to know why it is we're ignoring them. That's our problem. So I don't understand, Dweller, when you say you have a problem. I mean, my God, we got problems.
Well then, I'll rephrase that. I have a project that I wish to change. I have a thing that I want to
then
change.
Then if you're a project, then you've lost. Because once the project is over, your project has an end date. So once you're done with we hit that project, what do you do next?
Well,
that's your problem.
You move on to the next project. When I say a project, it means like a certain trait that I want to work on. Once you finish the product or the structure has been finished. It's an art piece.
Call, you got,
it doesn't mean to dissipate,
you got,
but it means
call
to be finished.
Caller, your thinking is why you lose, because you choose not to shut if thy mouth and listen if to thy information from two cold motherfuckers that you look at. Listen, you want to be on our side of the street, right? So if you want to be on our side of the street, do you think you need to keep popping your gums more, or do you need to keep popping the muscles in your ear more? Which one do you think you need to pop?
I'm listening.
Ah, whoa, there you go. Because what you say is null and void to a man, because we're not a surface dweller. So your language is null and void. We're trying to get you to change your language. Listen to your language. My problem, my issue, I'm this and I'm that. Yeah, man, motherfuckers don't want to be around that type shit, brother.
I'm listening.
It sounded like Jason in there. I heard it.
I mean, you're talking about yourself with no type of no regard for anything. No greatness. No sense of I am this. I am that. This is who I am.
Well,
know the power and who you say you are. Who you know.
What's that?
I said the thing is, though, that I'm still discovering that.
You're discovering you're a loser, you mean?
You were born. You were what? Born that.
I say you're
just... You were born that and it was taken away from you.
All right, caller. Caller.
You have to realize.
Caller. You don't understand that why you're losing is because you're discovering every day how great of a loser you are. You're not winning because your perception is still in the first theater of poor me. Feel sorry for me, my problems, my issues. So when you think that way on a level one and you have a level 10 thought, what kind of answer do you think you're going to have? A level 10 answer? Or are you going to have a level one answer? What do you think, caller?
Level one.
Exactly. Which saying that you're going in a circle, because the only way you can get out of your own way is finding someone to help you get out of your way by letting you see the world in a new set of eyes, but them not forcing you to wear the glasses. You choose to wear the glasses because you want to grow outside of who you are. That's the only way this is going to work.
Okay.
All right. We got another caller that we got to reset the phone, so you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's cool. I'm going to take what you said and try to... Ah, I said it again. Fuck.
I gotcha. Yeah. Listen, you know what you're going to do? All you're going to do is hang the phone up, right?
Yeah.
And you're going to, it's like when you go to church, right? You're on this great natural high, right?
Uh-huh.
Guess what's going to happen in the next 5 minutes? Woo!
What's up?
You're going to come right back there. You're going to snap right back to yourself. You're on this high right now, but right after you hang up that phone, I'm going to give you about 3 minutes. You're going to snap right back to who the fuck you were before you called us. You want to know why? Because that's
why?
How the mind tricks you. It makes you think that you're actually going to be something more than you actually are. And you believe him versus believing yourself. So you're going to feel good. You're going to hang up the phone and be like, yeah, you know, Toyota jumping and shit. And then all of a sudden, give you a few, you're going to start feeling like shit again.
But what if I do something different?
No, you're not. I can tell you your life now. Listen, I can tell your life story as soon as you called in. You just ain't built to be a man yet. Because you've never learned by a man. How can you be something that you've never been taught to be?
Well, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, it does. Pretty interesting. But it's not interesting enough. Listen, it's law zero. The game ain't for everybody. Somebody's got to be a male cheerleader. Somebody's got to be...
It's enough. I'm not doing that.
Well, no, I'm saying...
I understand what you mean.
No, I'm just saying that I'm telling you that I can hear your voice. There's no... Damn, I need to learn from these guys. So you're just taking the information... Okay, listen. Look, it's okay. I've been doing this long enough. I can tell what you are, man. You're going to hang the phone up, and you're just going to go back to what you're doing, man. That's how you are. There's no driver.
I mean, the reason I called, though, well, he said
you called.
What do you mean?
No. What do you mean what I mean? I just told you. Listen. Okay. A lot of people go to YouTube, right? Let me explain what you're doing. A lot of people go to YouTube and type in motivation, right? And they'll see all these guys lifting weights and climbing up the mountains, and they'll hear all these clips from everybody, and you're great, and you're excellent, and go out there and be number one and all that other stuff. And as soon as you press stop, you go right to what the fuck you are, because that's what you do. That's how it works.
So, you know what? I understand what you mean, but no, I don't. That's not me, though. The reason I say that's not me is because I know what I have done, and I know.
I know you better than you know yourself. That's the problem. I know you. I'm telling you what you're gonna.
I understand what you mean, but at the same time. I just don't agree. I don't feel like that at all.
Okay, how are you going to be a man if you ain't being taught by a man? Dweller. How?
All right. Yeah. So
Wait.
Okay.
If you want to learn how to be a doctor, don't you need to learn or go to medical school? If you want to be a lawyer, don't you have to go to law school? So if you want to be a man, don't you need to be taught by a man? So how are you going to?
Yes, I'm agreeing with that.
But what are you doing about it, though? You're agreeing, but the question is,
what I'm doing is finding the information and doing it. I don't know what else to say. I'm doing it. You know what I mean?
What are you doing? When you say you're doing it, what are you doing? What are you doing?
All right. So let's say an example, right? I'm pretty scrawny. I'm pretty skinny. Recently, I've gotten into the gym.
For what?
I guess that's one example. You said what?
What were you going to the gym? Why did you go to the gym? For what? For who?
Well, I started going to the gym because I wish to change my physique. I've never been satisfied with it. So I said, you know what? Let me do something about it. There's a gym near me. I can take the bus there. I took the bus there.
Wait.
What's up?
So what does you lifting a weight got to do with the fact that you still lose? What, lift a weight?
What do you mean?
Just get a piece of paper. Let me just show you. It's this simple. Just get a piece of paper.
Yeah.
You got a piece of paper? I'll simplify it. Okay, you got a piece of paper?
I got a piece
just
of paper.
Just draw a circle in the middle of the piece of paper.
Yep, that's
okay.
Simple. Yep.
Inside the circle, right, I am. And outside the circle is I do. So I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
Yeah, I do. Now, is you going to the gym lifting weights a I am or a I do?
I do. I get you.
Right. That's why you're losing. Because you're still working on the I do's and you ain't working on the I am's.
Okay, lift up, you'll be a cock diesel.
I'm going to expand on that because that was a great separation because you don't realize what comes first. You are and then you do. You understand? And then the do you're doing comes from who you are, who you think you are, and who you're trying to be. But you're working backwards.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, so you'll be a Cotton Diesel.
You know what?
You'll be a Cotton Diesel loser. You see what I'm saying? You'll be buff. I'll give you that. You're going to be buff. You'll be so Cotton Diesel, you might even wipe your ass. You'll be so big and buff. But you're going to be hollow inside. So you'll be a buff motherfucker that's hollow. Because you're working on the I do's. You're not working on the I am's. But the only way you can find that I am is find the mentor that can guide you to the I am. Because you're not looking at you at your – the I am is a weird thing called your core. The one thing you guys don't even know about because you're living in the world of I do. I do this, I do that. I do this, I do that. And then you want a cookie or a trophy because you can lift a weight? So what?
Well,
you think life?
Well, I think it wasn't about that. I think it was about trying to compensate for that because I didn't know.
You can't compensate an I am by an I do. You can't.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm saying you can't do that, but I'm saying partially of the things that I've been doing has been trying to find that I am. But think about I feel like there's things that...
Where do you think you're going to find it? What do you think?
I'm going to find what?
Where do you think you'll find the I am? Come on. Right in front. In front of you.
Finding that. Okay. Finding the I am comes from within. I don't have to go out externally.
All right, guys. We got to get another caller. All right, caller. You're just not going to win, dog. It's not for you, dog. You ain't ready for this. Because you're always going to keep I do.
What do you mean, though? Okay.
All right, call it. Yeah. If Taekwondo and I, that's King's English.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Knows how to get you to find the I am, what do you think you should be doing? Okay. If Johnny had five apples, do we need to go more kindergarten?
Sure.
If Taekwondo and I can show you how to find your I am, what do you think you can do? I'll even multiple choice it. Do you go to the gym? Do you go to one of us to get help? Or do you sit and cry in a corner? What do you think?
Well, you know what? That was me doubting myself in this moment. I assumed that I was going to be more of a complex answer than I thought I was. I would like to ask one of you for guidance.
Well, then get in touch with one of us. That's your first step, okay?
All right.
All right, Carlo. You take care and get back with us. We'll call back. We got to grab this other call. This guy's away forever. 929, what's your question? Sorry for the wait, sir. What's your question?
Hello, you can hear me?
Yes. Sorry for the wait, sir. What's your question, sir? You're the last one that will reset the call.
All right, cool. How y'all doing?
Sir, we're fine. How are you? What's your question, sir?
I watch Taekwondo. So I just wanted to ask, the mental complexity thingy. How do you find out, in terms of, the stages? It's not gonna ask.
The stages of what?
He did a video way back. I just got in tune with his vids about mental complexity.
Listen. Express the question without directing it at the topics or the titles of the topics, but the idea itself.
What are you trying to get at?
You see, my point in asking you that was that if you can't talk about what you're talking about on a simpler level or get directly to it, then, you know what I'm saying, you don't know what you're talking about.
Right. So what is your question, caller? What are you trying to – what can we help you with, sir?
I want to find out, complexity you're in.
Wait. But why do you want to know what level of complexity he's in? What does his level of complexity got to do with you?
It was just a guide to see, how can I find it myself?
Okay.
Let's go to this. We're talking about the allegory of the cave, right? Did he free himself and go see the world, or did someone take him out of the cave? You don't remember?
He freed himself.
Hello? Right. Right. Who is he in this metaphor?
Metaphor?
Who is he in this reference? You. You have to free yourself. You have to work on your own mind. You have to look yourself in the mirror, ask yourself why you are, what you are, who you are, and how you got here. It starts with you. It's not going to start with me. You know, it's not going to start with you going on the question or coming up here asking this question. As Steve said, you know, a level 10 thought with a level 1 mindset. Because even if I was to give you the direct answer, and even if I was to just speak for the next 20 minutes and explaining this and why is this and how this is that, like I did in that video, you would still have to turn yourself, you would still have to look yourself in the eyes and say, who am I and why? And then I like Steve's, you know, reference of dump the puzzle pieces on the floor and throw the box away, because you know what you would do if you had the box? You would look at the box for answer. You would look at the box for answers. You would use the box to help you and figure out what you need to do rather than being able to put the pieces together yourself. That is a metaphor to who you are.
Right.
Do you look for the box or can you figure it out on your own? Can you put the pieces together? Can you, you know, get the corners and you know, figure out some parts of the picture and then fill in the middle?
Yep.
Can you, like, listen, and this is how complex it is, and then that's when you start to realize it's only you who can do this for yourself. I can simply show you that it exists or simply make you aware of it.
Right. And it takes away the mental training wheels that you have on yourself where you can start to communicate to you. All we're trying to show you is how you communicate with yourself. This is not complicated. It's how you communicate with yourself. That's all it is. It's how you communicate, not I or Ty. It's how you communicate with yourself, caller. But you have got to start the communication process. You're not trying to start the process because you're looking at someone to tell you how to start the process versus you starting it on your own, sir.
And guess what? Guess what's the first thing you find out when you dump that puzzle piece, when you dump all the puzzles on the floor and you realize you don't have the box? Guess what's the first thing? Guess what's one thing you know confidently? What's the one thing you know?
Then goes as a right at that right moment.
You said what?
When you drop all the puzzle pieces, you don't know where anything goes at that right moment, at that specific moment.
So you know what? You know that you don't know.
Thank you.
Now you're right. Caught me on that one.
It was simple. You know what I'm saying? There's none of this stuff meant to be super complicated and just, oh, allegory to cave, mental complexities, self-authoring mind, self-transformation. It's you can simplify it. Because over time, you're used to the puzzle with the box, with the instructions, with the guide, with the who's going to help me, with the, hey, mommy, hey, daddy, what is this? What do I think about this and what should I do? Rather than telling yourself and being able to. And the longer you do this, it starts off as training wheels because, you know, as growing up, you know, that's what we sort of do for our kids, you know, make sure they're, or we try to make them safe or whatever the case may be. But in fact, those training wheels start to hurt them because they turn into puppet strings.
Understandable.
Does that make any sense?
Take too much of your time.
But time, patience, and discipline as well. Because you train yourself on how to pace yourself. So then when you're pacing your mind, guess what's happening? Nobody else is controlling the mind when it's paced at your direction and your leadership.
Right.
Because everything in front of you is just everything in front of you is a situation. That's all it is. It's a situation that you must solve yourself. That's it. Nobody else can help you but you.
Thanks for missing your time. So I just got one more question.
What's the question?
I see you talking, but I can't hear you. You're like kind of breaking up.
What is your question? Your question. Your question.
Okay. It's like, to become a better communicator is about listening. But and I know when you like necessarily stand at them, get them. Cool, but like, how do you get them to see like, yo, you're listening and stuff like that when that particular person?
Get who?
All right. If I'm talking to somebody,
Who
said anything about getting them to listen?
Yeah. What are you talking about?
You just turned water to wine.
Like, how do you become a better communicator? Because.
Okay, wait. Okay, let's go back.
That's different than getting someone to listen.
Right, but let's go back to the puzzle pieces. How do you become a better communicator by communicating to, finish my sentence, I become a better communicator by communicating to
myself.
Right, so don't you think it's the same? You see, you can't run away from the box of puzzle pieces, brother. Because it's going to force you to start the process of something you want. See, again, you want to learn mathematics right now or division, and you can't even count to 10, and that's your problem. You want to skip the grade, skip the class, and you want to get to division and subtraction because that's going to drive women over there, but you cannot even count. You don't even know what a number one is. You don't know what one represents. You don't know what two represents. But you don't even know what order one and two go into because in your mind it's 3, 1, 2, 5, 8, 7. So even the numbers are confusing to you. That's what I'm trying to show you. You don't need to subtract. Stop asking those questions. Just get that box of puzzle pieces, dump those motherfuckers, rip the box up, and start.
And find out. Okay. Thank y'all for your time. I appreciate y'all.
All right, man. Thank you. We'll reset the lines. All right. All right. Thank you, sir.
For sure.
Yeah, for sure. All right, guys. We'll set the lines, guys.